Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people, it's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? The Rock.
Lisa's tape ready, Robbie? Would you put that on for me?
Listen,
I've done a lot of complaining about the DMV recently. So, I sent Lisa out, since generally if you send a girl out on an assignment, people are more receptive to what a girl has to say.
Yeah, people will talk to a lady.
I sent Lisa out to the DMV today, talked to her on the cell phone. She's out at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Because, you know, my complaint with the DMV, the two times that I've had to go in recently to get my license plates, my complaint was that there are groups of people, that people just don't go in singularly to get stuff done at the DMV, that they travel in groups of two, groups of three, groups of four, large families.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, Lisa went out there today with a tape recorder. And I said, what I want you to do is interview all of the families and groups of people that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of the problem is that when there was a large conglomeration, 7, 8, 9 people together,
mm-hmm.
none of them spoke English.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Okay. What they're doing at the American DMV, I don't know. None of them spoke English.
I don't think it matters. I don't think you have to speak English to drive.
Right? But we do have some of Lisa's conversations on tape number one. Now, do I want to talk to her before or after? Because Rob said I should also get her her take on this.
I think you should listen. The tape isn't that long. It's about 5 minutes. Listen to that. And then Lisa has some very good observations, I think, about the pack mentality.
Very good. So here's Lisa at DMV. Remember, my bitch was that when I got there, I couldn't even find a place to sit because there were groups of people. And it was almost like people go to get a driver's license or to get some kind of a permit, and they bring other people along with them to root them on.
So you sent her out to do some interviews and get a feel for what it's like to be at the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles.
And we had her ask the question, do you think it's a good idea to bring a group of people into a government workspace? Okay, it was something like that. Rob wrote the question. It was something like that. So
very
here's
good.
Lisa, just a few moments ago, at the DMV.
You guys, a couple quick questions? Take like 2 minutes and be real quick. What brings you here to the DMV today?
I escorted somebody.
I'm sorry?
I escorted someone.
You escorted somebody? Yeah. And what are they doing here?
They are taking a learner's permit.
A learner's permit?
Yeah, examination.
Okay, and who else do we have with you here today?
Oh, this is my cousin.
Your cousin, and you're here escorting somebody else? And why did you all come in here today?
Beautiful.
Well, because this is closer to where I live.
Close to where you live, so the three of you came in, and when somebody's getting a learner's permit test? Okay, do you think it's better to come to a government agency such as the DMV with a group of people?
Yeah.
Why?
Good question.
That's where they recommend.
They recommend?
My agency, you have to come here to get your all your documents, you know, like ID, yeah, you know, other things, you know.
So it's better coming to group because you have a lot of things that you have to keep track of and lots of papers.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. That's good. I like that. All right, so that's group number one. That's the guy who was there.
And you, they recommend it, Don.
Yeah, who recommends it?
Well, I like his answer, though.
So right there were three seats being taken up. At least it said that there were more people with that group who refused to go on microphone. Actually, it was about six people. Because one person was getting a learner's permit. Mm-hmm. Let's move on now to the next group that Lisa talked to today at the DMV.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, sir. My name is Lisa. I'm from CBS Radio. I'm doing a survey for a tape broadcast. Can I ask you a couple real quick questions? Take about 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Real quick. Just, what brings you out here to the DMV today?
Yes.
Why are you here?
Driver's license.
Driver's license for you?
Yes.
Yep. And who do you have here with you? ¿Quién es esto?
Listen.
No Spanish?
Yes, a little. ¿Quién es
esto? Who is this?
Oh, it's my friend.
Oh, you came with a friend? Okay, have you enjoyed your time here at the DMV so far today?
Yeah.
This is my whole complaint. It's like it's a party for these people. Who is this you're with? He's my friend. He is my friend.
Yeah, so far the large groups of people and one person there to transact the business, and then a large group of people.
Just because it's fun.
But we haven't gotten an answer from this guy. The previous guy, I'm writing that answer down. It's recommended.
Okay. Well, I think she asked him the same question. Here we go.
1 hour.
You've been here for 1 hour?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad. Do you think that it's better to come to a government agency like the DMV in a group? Like with somebody else?
Well, somebody else.
Okay, could you maybe answer the question?
I don't speak English very well.
Oh, that's okay. Do you understand? Do you think it's better to come to the DMV with a group of people?
Yeah. Of course, in the group.
Yeah, in the group. Why?
I don't understand.
Oh, okay. Well,
understand.
Thank you very much for your time.
But he does think it's better to come to the DMV in a group.
I think we got that. Perhaps. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it was lost in the translation, but I think we did. He did acknowledge it's better this way.
And again, this was my complaint.
This illustrates your point beautifully.
My experience going to the DMV, too many people just sitting around with nothing to do.
So a wonderful interview segment.
Mm-hmm. So let's go to the next group that Lisa interviews today.
Excuse me, guys. My name is Lisa. I'm from CBS Radio doing a survey for a tape broadcast. Can I ask you a couple quick questions?
Now, sir.
It'll take like 2 minutes.
Now,
speak English. You understand? Well, why are you here at the DMV today?
Hmm?
Why are you here today?
Why? He's going for driver's license.
For driver's license?
There you go.
Okay.
Jesus.
Have you enjoyed your time here at the DMV so far? No, you don't understand. Okay, one more quick question. Do you think that it is better to come to the DMV in a group of people or by yourself? No, understand. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
All right, there again, that's a group of seven, right? And she can't even get any one of these seven people to speak English to ask, why are you here with a group of people?
Obviously a language barrier.
Right, but for whatever reason, God love them, they all love going to the DMV.
I just came up with a thought. Maybe it's because of the language barrier that they bring the large group in, because they feel intimidated because they don't speak the language.
Okay.
And they'd rather be around people that speak the language they speak.
But
I'm not trying to defend it.
But wouldn't you have in this group...
And you're looking at me like I'm defending it.
But wouldn't you have in this group, let's say that you're Swahili, okay?
Okay.
And you don't speak English, you're going to get a driver's license. So, you bring seven other Swahilites with you. Wouldn't you bring at least one Swahili who speaks English?
Well, maybe we didn't get the right person on tape.
No, she was standing there with a microphone.
Right.
She asks repeatedly.
I don't know. I think that's the reason there's a large group, because whatever language everybody's speaking, that's the reason that they don't speak English.
But that's not the language that we speak in this country.
No, it isn't. Yes, I understand that.
Okay. Next group, please.
Excuse me, guys. My name's Lisa. I'm from CBS Radio doing a survey for a tape broadcast. Can I ask you a couple questions real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, what brings you here to the DMV today?
Well, we came here to I need a license, so that's why we're here now.
Okay, and who do you have with you here today?
He's my cousin. He's Andres.
Okay, and why did he come with you today?
Yes. He's my friend. I mean, I need somebody.
Yeah. Oh, he almost
okay,
got
do you think
there.
It's better to come to a government agency?
He's my friend. I need
someone here.
I need someone.
It's a support group.
I think okay. so.
But they, it's a support group.
They're taking up too many chairs.
I understand it's inconvenient, but they need their support done.
Which is the DMV in a group of people?
Yeah, I think so.
And why?
It's easier to do it.
To do, it's easier to be here and to do everything if you have somebody else with you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
I understand these people.
You've not had to wait in line in DMV, Mike.
I understand.
I understand you got a group of gypsies standing at window number 7, and all you want to do is just get your goddamn license plate.
It's easier because of the language barrier. You see, that's why, because then they can, when they feel overwhelmed by the English-speaking system.
Yes, but...
I know it inconvenienced you. I'm just trying to explain.
No. Here's the thing, though. Let's say that you and I are in a foreign country where we don't speak the language.
And we're living there.
We got to go and we got to get a driver's license.
Right.
What good is it going to do if it's you and me and Buzz and Rob and Charlie if we're all sitting around talking the language that nobody else speaks?
If I, excuse me, hater, hold on just a second. If I'm going in there with a large group of people, if I'm living in a country where I don't speak the language, I'm looking around and I'm saying, I don't want to go into this situation by myself
alone.
Because I'll be freaked out by that. I'll want to bring in mom and pa and my cousins and my cousins' cousins and everybody else. I think that, I mean, I'm not defending
it's
it
like
one way or the other.
It's like they open up a clown car and 30 people come in with everybody going to get a driver's license.
I didn't step up to hate. I just wanted to tell you guys, I think it would be a lot of fun if we spent a long time in a foreign country together.
went to work there.
Yeah, it would be like maybe the village from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And then we'd be sitting around speaking our English and we'd be saying, well, we have to go down to the Italian DMV today to get our license. And we're all sitting around and we wake up in our Three Stooges house and we say to each other, I don't want to go down there by myself. What if, what if I get into a jam, even though you don't speak Italian either, I want you there.
Let's all go to the Italian DMV.
Sure.
Donnie, it's the buffer system that you've talked about before. When you go to dinner with a stranger, you like to take somebody you know with you to serve as a buffer. That's what these
people
are doing.
He understands. He doesn't want to understand, but he understands.
Buffer. Listen, it's obvious none of you fellas has spent a large amount of time recently in the DMV.
I have seen exactly what you're talking about.
When you're waiting for your number to be called,
I have seen exactly what you're talking about.
And you can't sit down because they're having a goddamn gypsy family reunion in front of you.
I have been there. I have been equally frustrated by
it. I understand this. If you have someone who's graduating high school, you invite everybody. You have a bar mitzvah. You have a religious ceremony.
Right.
You invite everybody. You're going to DMV to get a driver's license. This is not a time for family celebration.
Now, you have pointed out that you saw some English-speaking families, too, you know, that were out there in large groups. Now, those are the people I would like to talk to
because
I'd like to understand why they are there, because then we don't have the reason for the language barrier.
No. They're the same English-speaking.
Then they're just intimidated by the system in general.
English-speaking, whatever-speaking, it's the same. You should just, when you go to the DMV.
You should be alone?
You should be alone.
You should have a ticket, and they shouldn't let anybody else in.
Unless the only reason that you have for bringing someone with you to the DMV is if you don't have a license and you couldn't drive to the DMV. But in that case, you should take public transportation to the DMV.
You know, I think that...
You should ride your bicycle there.
I think that in the literature, don't they say something like when you're getting your first driver's license, they say something along the lines of bring someone who drives with you. So maybe they just take it to a step too far.
They bring
50 people.
They bring a minivan. Is there another one, Rob? All right, let me see. I think we got another family to listen to. Okay, here we go.
Guys, my name is Lisa. I'm from CBS doing a survey for a tape broadcast. Can I ask you a couple of quick questions?
Us being with none of you.
You don't speak English? Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Of course.
Okay, thanks.
Of course, you don't speak English.
That's why he's with the group.
How are you going to take the test?
Okay, I have to get this on tape first. My name is Lisa. I'm from CBS. I'm doing a survey for a tape broadcast. What brings you here to the DMV today?
To do my friend's ID.
To do your friend's ID, and this is your friend over there, so you came to help him out?
Yep.
Okay, have you enjoyed your time here at the DMV so far?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a good experience.
Oh, yeah. I used to come here every often to do, like, my permit and my license. It takes me a little bit while, you know, to get everything in straight. So
do you think that it is better to come to a government agency like the DMV with other people, like in a group of people?
Well, if they have something to do, yeah, in the DMV, but nothing just like a group of people to watch and that, it's not right.
I mean, he's agreeing with you, Don. He's agreeing with you. Listen. He's agreeing with me, yet he has brought his own group of people with him.
Is he with a group or just that one guy?
No, he's with two guys besides his friend who are coming in to get the ID.
Well, I hope she finds out, follows up, and finds out if they have something to do.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
No, she doesn't.
Being very charming to all these wonderful people.
Yeah, she's very nice. Oh, now we just have tape of Lisa driving her car.
She left Lisa driving?
She left the tape recorder on when she's on her way home.
Oh, can I have that?
Up and there.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Well, I hope it's the tape, I hope.
All right, Lisa, come on in here, please, and give us a little background on this. Because this is, you know, maybe it's just my pet peeve, because I've had to go to the DMV recently. But it has it driven me crazy both times.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
Sure.
I completely understand, and all I am attempting to do is explain my theory as to why the people are there in a large group.
You want to take your family to an event? Go to a goddamn movie. You know, go see the circus.
Uh-huh.
Go to a parade. Don't go to DMV.
Huh.
Hello, Lisa, darling.
Hi.
Hi. And now look at, she has a notepad and everything with observations that
she's a real journalist.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well,
so
I tried.
All right. What observations did you get at DMV
today?
Well,
you know, I sat around for about a half an hour after I did some interviews just kind of observing. And, you know, I had told you about the interviews that I did in the groups of seven people, excuse me, that said we're here because he's getting whatever. Well, I noticed that it was actually groups of two and three people that say spoke Spanish sitting in a group of 10 people that, let's say, spoke Spanish. They all went their separate ways. So in one area of the DMV, I saw about, you know, 15 Spanish-speaking people in about seven different groups. They all kind of sat in one area.
Do you think there's a possibility that the groups that you observed could be in that same you know, configuration where there are individual groups of two or three that look like a larger family?
Even
this is only a couple examples.
What's your cutoff group?
But even if there are...
You're saying show up by yourself.
Yes, even if there are individual... You know, listen, why do you need two people to go with you to the DMV to get your license plates or to get a driver's license? You don't. And so what? You bring three people and you say, listen, go over there and stand in the corner with the three people that the other guy brought.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy says, oh, look. Hey, there's six people standing over there who came with the guys before me.
They're intimidated by the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't know. It pisses me off. What else? What else you got?
Yeah, I was also very confused. There was one gentleman, probably about my age, who spoke English. He could communicate or whatever. Well, there was a woman sitting next to me who spoke English, and she was there with her son, probably about 15, maybe getting his learner's or getting his driver's license or whatever. Well, this gentleman who was about my age, by himself, had to ask her to fill out his paperwork for him. He didn't know, and he's speaking English. He couldn't write. He didn't know how to fill it out. He was trying to buy a car and get a new driver's license. And at one point, I had to fill out his paperwork.
So
he came up
Jesus
and asked
Christ.
Me to fill out
Good for
information
you.
Of.
So it's one giant support group, is what you're
oh,
saying.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
It's a big fraternity.
They should have somebody at DMV at the front door when you come and saying, what do you need? A driver's license? That's fine. Okay, Lisa, you come in and wait in the line. Rest of the family, wait out of the Partridge Family bus.
Yeah, but see, they don't. They have that lousy kiosk that you go into. And even for somebody who speaks English, for a first-timer, I mean, it's pretty intimidating to go into that environment. It's a little scary. And I imagine if you don't... I know you don't want to hear this, but I'm just trying to explain it.
Okay. You know what? I'm just going to wait until the next time that you got to go to DMV when you're in a rush, and then we'll see what you say when you come in. You know, when you come in after you've had to wait for 2 hours because there's gypsies in there standing in front of line who are there because, you know, it's better than going to see Star Wars.
I am not saying that wouldn't be frustrating. I am saying that I understand why there are large groups of people
listen,
in there.
You need your support? Keep them outside. I'm dead serious about this.
I can see
Another
that.
Observation I made is that there were... I went to a couple different DMVs as well over the past couple of days also observing or whatever. So many kids of school age... 10, 12 years old in the middle of the afternoon just hanging out
playing hooky
with their parents.
Sure.
It is a school day.
Shouldn't they be in school?
That's terrific. Maybe they'd be out in the mall.
Why take your kids to Six Flags? Hey, kids, guess what?
Come on.
We're going to DMV today.
I would imagine for people that are new to this country, it might be a very exciting event, getting a driver's license. You know, very, very exciting to be there for the process. You know, we're going to see how, you know, in the big scale of Americana, that's like, that's on the lowest possible level.
Please.
I think
what's excitement? Excitement's getting off the boat at Ellis Island and seeing the Statue of Liberty. That, I'm with you on. But beyond that, you're inconveniencing people by bringing these mobs into the DMV.
They're scared. They're scared. People would see me walk up.
He doesn't
want to
hear that, Lisa. He doesn't want to hear that they're scared.
What are they afraid of?
Okay, but one of the last interviews that's on the tape, I walk up. This is a man probably in his 50s. He was Asian, and there were five of them sitting there. I walk up with my tape recorder rolling.
Okay, why do you need five Asians if one Asian dude's getting a driver's license?
They all scattered. I don't know. They all scattered.
They're terrified. They're new to this.
Maybe they're illegals.
And they need support.
The only one who didn't walk away was the one that I had the microphone in his face because he couldn't get up. I had him blocked into his chair. They all got up and ran away.
Wow. I'm telling you, this is a problem in our society. This is a problem that is not only unique to the D.C. area. I'm talking New York, San Francisco, Boston, whatever.
New York, London, Paris, Munich.
Whatever city you're listening to us in, this is a problem that we have at DMV. This is a goddamn problem. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Beautifully done.
Good job.
And what about the old guy who hit on you? How old was the guy who hit on you?
Probably about 85. He looked like my grandfather, and I'm standing in the lobby listening to my tapes and looking over my notes. And he, hey, darling, you got a ride home tonight? And I said, why, sir, are you trying to take me home? Oh, you know I wouldn't do that. And he came back outside again to check on me, make sure I was okay.
Yeah.
Very sweet man.
Right. Thank you.
Hey, you know, there's still time to switch that vote to Pat Buchanan, too, if you want to go a little further. You know, he's big into, he's into closing the doors completely.
Well, you know,
isn't that like the central part of his campaign?
I've always been one that says build a wall around America, but I'm big enough to say we can build a wall with a door. All I'm saying is that when you go to DMV, it's not a circus, okay? It's not entertainment. Hey, what do you want to do with the kids this weekend? You want to go to the park? Nah. You want to go to the Renaissance Festival? Nah. You want to go to the movies? Nah. Hey, I got an idea. DMV's open till noon. Okay, hey, pile the kids. Hey, kids, we're going to DMV today.
You must have hit it on a pretty bad day there. It's you know, you went twice, right?
I went twice. And what you heard there on the tape was A representative sample.
And I must confess that the DMV that I go to is kind of out in the sticks and normally not that high a traffic area. I think the total time I've waited, and I've been to DMV in the last 2 years probably three times. And I think the 2 years I know you don't want to hear this, but in the whole time I've been there, my total waiting time has probably been less than a half an hour.
Well, then F you. Okay. Let me just end this spirited little debate by saying, well, then F you.
Very good.
Well, then F you.
Very good.
Well, F you. But at least I believe the point was illustrated.
Yes, it
there.
Was. Yeah, and I believe we did some growing and understanding after that segment.
And that might be a new regular bit on the show to send Lisa out to DMV.
Yeah,
like
and we can figure things out about society, too.
To see how many goddamn gypsies just like congregating there. And what is the thrill? You know, now serving 925 at window 8.
The thrill is the driver's license in many cases, I think. You know, getting the driver's license. You know, you're really an American now. You can legally drive a car in the United States.
You're not an American until you realize that it's not a big deal to go to the DMV.
Right.
A pain in the ass to go to the DMV.
Yeah, I know, but you've been going to the DMV all your life.
And listen, we're not talking about, you know, I want to say my point is not strictly limited to foreigners, because as I mentioned, as you mentioned,
I do wish that we had been able to get that non-foreign
there,
right,
there was
group.
Plenty of the of the folks of the redneck variety.
Mm-hmm. Were there any rednecks in there today, Lisa?
Yeah, a couple of ponytailed gentlemen. I just wanted to make one more comment. The first interview and most of the other interviews I got when people were getting their licenses or their learner's permit examination, I believe the first interview was about, these people are late 30s. The first interview, the woman who was getting her learner's permit was in her mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen in their 50s getting their driver's licenses for the first time. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to speak English.
Great. Let's have them out driving on our roads.
They will be. They are now. Right.
They can't speak English. Let me see. STOP. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Out of my way, jerk ass!
I just don't get it. I really don't. Elect me king, I promise. One person per time in DMV.
That's a very... you could make a whole platform on that.
You could. One at a time. All right, well, Lisa, thank you for doing the legwork.
Good job, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. That was a job. Beautiful look into how your local DMV operates.
I do see this as a regular feature as you encounter frustrating things that, I mean, you and I both encounter them, but you encounter them, it seems like, more than I do, and you go out there and you find these things, and we just have Lisa go out and do like an investigative journalistic thing.
And listen, the job that I think really, probably the toughest, imagine the poor goddamn teller. You know, yes. when the family of eight gypsies comes up there, doesn't speak a lick of English, you know,
yeah.
And then they thrust the papers at you.
Those are the people that really have a tough time.
Is there anyone, there's a 2-hour wait at every DMV.
Except for Mike's.
Except for Mike's. Mike's exclusive DMV. Hello, welcome to Mike's DMV. How may I serve you?
You know, when I go in there, the DMV that I go to, yeah. All of them wearing powdered wigs.
Of course they are.
Every single one of them. Dressed like the Revolutionary War.
Look, I just heard the toe tappers. There again. Yeah.
We get finger sandwiches.
Clear the lines out.
And wine.
Mr. Romero, would you like a nice Merlot and a cucumber sandwich?
Oh, I am so full, but I will take a little spot of wine. Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You can get out, but some people can't. Volunteer to deliver food for Meals on Wheels. Call 703-228-1760 or call us here at WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now, the Don and Mike Hanukkah story featuring Don Geronimo as the Jewish war hero Judah Maccabee, Mike O'Meara as the acting Big Kahuna, the high priest who rededicated the Jewish temple, Buzz Burbank as Mattathias, Judah Maccabee's father and the organizer of the Jewish revolt to fight for the Jews' religious freedom, Charles Broyhill as the Jewish soldier who discovered the small vial of oil which miraculously kept the menorah in the temple lit for 8 days, Rob Spiewak as today's modern Jewish child who plays dreidel to remind him of the miracle of Hanukkah, and Ken Stevens as the evil, oppressive, idolatrous Greek king Antiochus, whose massive army was defeated by Judah Maccabee and Mattathias. And now, the Don and Mike Hanukkah story. Ken Antiochus was a very lousy king. His pigs went in the Jewish temple, not a pretty thing. Buzz Mattathias was a proud Jew, so mad he gathered some Jews to fight Ken P.U. His son, Don Maccabee, fought so valiantly, led the small but faithful Jewish army. Then one day he got it in the head. The Jews despaired, but yes, good Don was dead. Buzz Mattathias rallied his army. They defeated Antiochus Ken, who was smarmy. The Greeks were gone, but the temple was a mess. The acting high priest Mike made the place spotless. But Mike, for the menorah, needed some oil. Charles the soldier found some, just a little which had not spoiled. For one day the oil should have lasted, that would have been so great. Mike lit that funky menorah, it stayed lit for all 8. We celebrate Hanukkah the first night Tuesday, and Robert Spiewak Goldberg with dreidel, does he play? The Don and Mike Hanukkah Story, a Frieda Bart production.
Merry Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
The moon is right. The spirit's up.
They'll F you until you love them, faggots. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, he beat me to the punch. So anyway, yesterday Mike comes into the office and he says to me, hey, my diet's going great.
It's going fantastic.
So listen to what I bought.
I'll tell you one thing, I'm regular. I am regular as rain. I'm gaining weight like Oprah Winfrey, but I am regular.
Listen to what I bought. Are you ready for the latest purchase?
This is, I said to myself, what is the type of item that will assist you in maintaining any healthy lifestyle? And I've asked my wife every time we've gone to the Price Club, I have asked her if I could buy one of these. Whenever they don't have them all the time. But when they have them, I've always asked them. Finally, yesterday, her answer was, go ahead. And I did. And I bought, finally, a deep fryer. Man. Now, I've tried to deep fry food with conventional utensils before, and it has never, ever worked successfully. It has always been a miserable failure.
It's like the French fry machine at McDonald's. That's what you bought,
it's
right?
It's the family home version of the French fry machine at McDonald's. But it's a little bit better. It's user-friendly.
Good.
Excuse me. It's user-friendly, and it is something that... I was so pleased. I was pleased when I was able to get it in the first place. I've seen the commercial kind, which really look a little dangerous because they're open air, you know.
Right.
And you know, with babies, you want to have something a little safer. And you know, even with this one, it says, "For the love of God, don't hang the cord off of the counter." You know, because little hands can pull that whole thing of hot oil down there, and you'd have a mix. Well, that's why they warn you.
What do you make with that?
Well, the first thing I did was we bought the thing. It was the nice thing about this Price Club that we go to. You walk in, and the first thing you see is all the frivolous stuff, the stuff you don't need, but the stuff you want to buy. And I tell you something, this Price Club just gets better. They have these great items. And you know what? I wasn't allowed to buy it because it was just too expensive. But I'll tell you this. What they had was something I'd never seen in there, and I couldn't buy it. I would have I'm undisciplined that way.
What?
A scooter. A scooter that goes 30 miles per hour.
Wow.
Right next to the refrigerators was this beautiful, beautiful motor scooter, which has a top speed of 30 miles per hour. That was why
you
could
buy it to ride around the station.
Yeah, I love it.
To go from here to the bathroom, back to the producer's room.
I'd leave it right out on the walkway, the brick walkway out there, and just go up and down the street during commercial breaks. But I didn't do that. I got the deep fryer, and you know, you see all the like the computer accessories. You see the jewelry. Yeah, then you see the books. Then you see the utensils, then you see the appliances, then you get down to the cleaning supplies, then you get to beverages, dog food,
clothes,
paper towels,
they got clothes,
they've got clothing, books, they've got lawn and garden supplies, grass seed, they've got incredible, I love the place, and it's gotten better. This spring may be the best ever.
And then they have deep fryers, commercial deep fryers.
It wasn't a commercial unit, I'd be lying if I told you that. It was a home model, and I'll tell you why it was a home model. This thing is incredible. First of all, it heated my oil. It heated my oil to 370 degrees like that. Like bingo. I mean, that oil heated up faster than you would ever get it to heat up like in a regular pan if you were going to fry like chickens or mushrooms.
What have you made with your deep fryer?
Okay. Well, the first thing I realize is we're getting close to a checkout, and we've gotten some of our staples that we require. Peanut butter, jelly. jelly. We're moving through, and I said, you know, what am I going to fry? I don't have any products at home that I could just throw in the deep fryer. And then I realized, well, what do you fry? What's the classic thing you fry? You fry a potato. You make French fries. And I went back and I bought, I think it was a 50-pound sack of Colorado potatoes. Now, I know they're supposed to be from Idaho. These were Colorado potatoes. I mean, this thing was heavy, but they made fantastic French fries. I got home. I run from the car with this thing in my hands, this family deep fryer. I tear open the package, and fortunately, it looked to me like there was really no real need to read instructions.
Good man.
Even though it's a dangerous product, I figured, hey, you know what? It's all assembled. You don't have to know screws to do. It's all ready to go, and it's got a basket that's attached to the handle that goes on the outside. And you lift up the handle, and it raises the basket up 2 inches above the hot oil, and then you close the lid. And then you fold down the handle, and it lowers the basket in there, so there's no splatter factor where you can stand over the thing, but you still get that wonderful sound of the food going into the hot oil, and you hear the
wonderful sound.
It was exciting. It really was. It was exciting. I have one question though, and I know somebody will help because I didn't understand. They didn't have the cookbook, which should come with every single appliance, everything you buy, a bread maker, whether it's a deep fryer, whether it's it's one of those toaster ovens. They should all have the tiny little booklet that says, you know, if you want to make this. All it had was, at the end of the user's manual, it had this little chart, and what it said with the French fries was 370 degrees, hot oil, phase one, 5 to 6 minutes, phase two, 2 to 3 minutes. And I was totally confused. It sounded like all the other deep fry items, they said, you know, put it in for 8 minutes, put it in for 7 minutes. But the French fries, that was the only thing where it was kind of a two-step process. And I remembered in the back of my mind that that is the way you do, like the way they do them at the French fry stands.
I'm sure we'll have some McDonald's kid call us and
there's
tell us
double,
how to do it.
There's a, and they weren't frozen. They were fresh potatoes that I had here. I think it works differently with frozen products. But see, the one thing I wanted at Price Club, I wanted that. I wanted to get the frozen potatoes that are ready to be deep fried that you get at McDonald's. And they didn't have them. They're getting almost too consumer friendly. And they're not, that's the one knock I have on Costco.
Are you sick of your slot machine yet?
Oh, yeah. That's a
hey, Rob, you know what? Run up to the office and get me all those post-it notes with all those bets we have. Because I think we have a bet on if you're going to be sick of your slot machine.
I got it. I used it for one day and I haven't touched it. No, it sucks. But anyway.
Okay, you want to make a bet on how long you love your deep fryer?
Well, technically, I didn't do what I said I was going to do. I was going to go home. I told you last night when I was leaving the studio, I'm going home to fry everything.
Yeah.
And I was just too tired. So, I mean, that alone, if I really
too
loved
it. Too tired to fry.
That's the
title of your autobiography.
But, I mean, I want to do things that are, I'd like to do like a little tempura action. I'd like to really do light. I want to become so good at this that I'm better than you'd ever get at a restaurant. And I think anybody that is a connoisseur of fine fried produce, you know, knows that there's an art to frying properly.
I give it 60 days.
I don't like greasy, soggy, gross, like those Thrasher's French fries that you love.
Right.
I don't like them.
From Ocean City, they kick ass.
Because I want them crispier. I like them lightly fried.
Hold on a second. Hello?
These are the current bets we have working.
Okay, are you up in the office?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
By Labor Day, Mike will be sick of his slot machine, so you've got that.
Hey, that's already a winner.
What was the bet? Was it just a gentleman's bet?
I believe just a gentleman's bet.
I think it was $1,000.
Now you'd have to write that one down.
Okay.
I would be lying if I said that I'm on the thing all the time. In fact, I've lost interest in purchasing the other machines and making my basement into a casino.
All right.
I don't think
I'm a winner on that one.
It's too much money, actually, to make that kind of commitment.
What other bets?
Toy of Spirit will be broken. This is another gentleman's bet. Mike said April 15th.
You're a loser. I would say her spirit has not been broken yet.
Well, what did you say before you even know what the bet? What do you know what you said?
No, but I know I didn't say April 15th. Okay. April 15th is
passed. Would you say April 1st?
No, I don't know. What did I say?
You said Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Oh, so that's just around the corner.
That's true.
For her spirit to be broken.
I don't think she's going to have a broken spirit. I think we might be both losers on that. She's still very perky.
Hey, Toya, come here for a minute. Let's get a check. Who knows? Maybe her spirit was broken before April 15th, and she just didn't tell us about it.
That'd be great. Then I'd win the bet, even though we don't. We have to start betting things. We have to start betting.
Yes.
Even if it's nominal sums of cash.
Buzz said Labor Day. I said Christmas.
Toya, has your spirit been broken yet?
A couple times by Tom Gavin.
Oh, really?
But overall.
Oh, would that be overall? It's not what it used to be, is it?
The other callers are great. It's just Tom Gavin
see?
Has issues.
You mean trying to work her that way?
Her spirit has not officially been broken yet.
Okay, so you think you're going to cruise through Memorial Day and maybe even Labor Day?
Sure, yeah.
Hey, Rob, looks like you might be okay with that Christmas.
Hello, Christmas.
Now, listen, the stress of this place will get to her. She'll flip out. One of these days when
she still look at her face, though. She still loves working here. She likes working
here. She's still very smiling. But Tom would be the biggest problem, Tom the Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if the spirit isn't broken by Christmas, then there's that horrible thing where, like, she's with us for life.
Yeah.
like Broyhill and Spiewak and all those guys. You know?
What about Dennis? Has Dennis broken your spirit?
No, Dennis is fine. Broyhill, on the other hand, he's broken my spirit, too, every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
See, she's not really broken. You see, she actually likes it.
She's smiling about it.
I've been in that studio. I've been in that little producer's room. They like each other.
He fractured it, not broken it.
All right. It's broken. It can never be repaired.
All right, so your spirit is still good.
Yes, it's completely intact.
All right. Thank you, Toya.
Very
Bye.
Good.
Bye.
There she goes. She's so
my
happy.
Baby.
So happy working. Can you
Have you swallowed yet? Have you swallowed yet?
She's coming up to the microphone.
No, not yet, Don. You know what our bet is.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
I know.
You have to go to the no-no spot in order for her to swallow.
No. It was if she swallows. Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's
all
right.
I'm trying to hook Frida up.
Oh, shut up. Thank you, Toya.
Bye.
Still no swallowing.
So bouncing out of here. She's happy. Happy as a lark.
Very. Do we have any other bets?
Yeah, we have two other. The aforementioned George McFly in Spokane as of October 27th of this year.
I think I'm a winner there.
No, because he hasn't left the town yet.
Oh, you're right.
And this is one of my favorites that I'm curious about. Don says, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire will be off the ABC schedule by the first of next year.
I'll stand by that. I stand by my bets.
No way.
Stand by it.
You all right? Now you want to? Can we modify bets like in the middle of them? Can
no,
we,
I don't think so.
Well, I mean now.
I don't think so.
Well, what's the bet for?
I don't think the bet's for anything.
Rob, are you jotting down if it's for you? You
if
write,
there's ever a financial interest that's written down, none of these have any financial interest. A lot of them are just guesses, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that Regis bet, I smell Titanic there. I really do.
Don't keep smelling.
So are we done with the slot machine bet? Can I remove that from the top?
Yeah, that bet is, I officially have lost interest. I do not have the same passion. But the deep fryer, I'll tell you, the deep fryer, I will make a bet with you on that one. I will tell you, what is your bet?
60 days. Within 60 days, because I know you're honest. See, here's where I do trust Mike, and I hope you trust me in the same way, that... You could lie about it. Like with the slot machine, you could come in and lie and say, hey, I love the slot machine.
Yep.
I know if you're really sick of the deep fryer, you'll be pissed that you made the purchase. Yeah, you just come in and say it.
Absolutely. And with that said, I will also say, you know, that that Palm Pilot you gave me, I'm still using that Palm Pilot. I've still got it. I've got it on my office desk at home where I use it all the time. And everybody said, I mean, this thing would have been long since.
Oh, we
lost.
Thought you would have lost it.
Yeah, right.
Not that you wouldn't lose. Not that you wouldn't use it. It was if you would lose it.
And the reason I bring that up is that on our most recent trip up to New York, I bring that up because I really thought I had lost it. I really did. I panicked because I will. You know, I love that thing. I do enjoy that.
Robbie, let's give it 60 days.
Okay.
Mike.
So it says Don says Mike sick of deep fryer as of June 26, 2000.
And Rob, I'll tell you this. Remind me of that, and remind me, and I will bring in some quality fried food products for everybody.
Mozzarella sticks?
I'll bring in mozzarella sticks on the day. Of course, the thing about fried food is you got to give it to somebody right away.
I'll bring
the fryer and we'll fry.
Okay.
It's easy and it's no fuss, no muss, and I will plug it into one of the wall outlets and I'll heat it up during the show.
I will make a bet that Mike never does that.
Okay.
If you're going to make it, then I'll pay off and I'll bring it in tomorrow. I'll bring it in tomorrow and I'll cook some fried food.
Are you sure you don't want to wait until we have our new studios before you fry?
No, I'd like to be Ainsley Harriet tomorrow.
Hello.
What would you like? What would you like? Rob, have somebody get some food to fry.
Okay.
And I will bring in the fryer and the oil.
Okay.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Is there any financial situation on this bet, Don?
No, but here's all I want to say. I want no one to remind Mike about this.
Right.
Okay? Because I'll have a side bet that he totally forgets about it by the time he gets home tonight.
And that may be the smartest bet of all. That may be the smartest bet of all.
So nobody remind him, okay? Let him stand alone on this. Let him remember to bring in the deep fryer tomorrow.
Now I'm sweating bullets.
I know you.
I'm sweating bullets. That is the type of thing that I will forget like in 15 minutes.
Oh, and that reminds me. I got that. Rob, come back down here and bring in the...
Oh, the gifts? Okay, be right.
Yes. Not gifts. Memorabilia. Yeah. You're talking about your deep fryer. I also have something from my home that I brought in today.
Really?
That I thought perhaps a real, true, die-in-the-wool Don and Mike fan might like to have. A piece of memorabilia from me and from my family.
Oh. I can't outwit.
Gross memorabilia.
What could this possibly be?
Hold on. I got a guy who works at McDonald's for you.
All right.
Here's Derek from Bakersfield. Hello, Derek.
Yeah.
Derek, explain this phase one, phase two thing to me.
All right. At McDonald's, phase one is dropping the fries into the oil, and phase two is pulling it out 4 minutes later. We don't do anything. We just drop them in there 4 minutes later.
All right. Hold on. I got another guy who says he knows phase one.
Looking like a true fast food employee.
Phase two. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, the phase one, if you're using fresh potatoes, is to, like, parboil them or blanch them first. You take them out, let them kind of drain the oil off, and then you dump them back in, and then they come out nice and crisp and on the outside and nice and soft on the inside.
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I thought.
Hey,
so you really
I have one more question for you.
What?
Don, on did the Redskins actually pick up Jeff George?
Don? Yes. All right, come on, Jesus.
Please. Well, now I'm not convinced he knew what he was
doing. Now, here's what I brought from home.
Okay.
Or do you want to talk to another guy about fries?
Just to you know, ease my mind.
Chris?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, but the first guy was right, or second guy. It's about blanching them the first time. I said Thrasher has been at the beach for like 5 years.
And how long do you put the fresh potatoes in to blanch them?
Well, they get till they're like soggier, till they get a little white. I guess it's about a few minutes, depends on the temperature. But usually what you do is you cook at a lower temperature to blanch them, and then you pull them out let the grease drain, and then you go ahead and throw them back in at a higher temperature, and you get the best fries.
You mark my words. All this discussion doesn't matter, because he's not going to remember to bring in the deep fryer tomorrow.
Bring in tomorrow. Bring in some potatoes.
He's not going to remember.
Thank you, Chris.
I don't want to bring in the food.
He'll remember the food. He won't remember the deep fryer, though.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to really like argue now because I know how I am.
Now here's what I have for only the real most dyed-in-the-wool Dynamike fan.
What is this?
My wife and I can't take credit for having done this job because I'm not the man in the house.
Is this a gag reflex waiting to happen here?
I believe so.
Oh no.
We had to replace our toilet seats. One of the toilet seats is black and one of them is white.
I'm going to barf already.
And
I'm already getting my gag up.
And they arrived yesterday. We ordered them off the internet. You can get anything off the internet. We got the brand new toilet seats. And they're in bad shape. Although much like with a pair of underpants, the usage on the black one is not as noticeable as on the white one.
Did you bring the whole seat in?
Yeah. What you do is you get a big-ass wrench.
Yeah, I know how to take off the toilet seat.
And you pry this thing off. And I mean, we've lived in this house that we live in now for 8 years.
And you haven't replaced the seats.
Uh-uh.
And so you lifted up that little plastic cap underneath there. Must have been just the foulest.
And to get those big screws off was impossible. I mean, it was all corroded and rotten.
Urine is very corrosive.
So, would you like to see the black one or the white one first?
I'll see the grosser one first. I want to see the white one. And just don't, thrust it at me. Just hold it up, okay?
All right.
Nice box.
She's a whiny little runt, isn't she?
Oh, hold on. I don't know. I accidentally pressed that button. All right, now here's the white one.
Hard plastic.
Okay. There you go.
That's the side. I'm sure that's the side that's okay.
That's the top.
Right.
And then you lift it up.
Yeah. Oh, that looks fine.
Well, take a look down here.
Oh.
And then when you look at the other side, you just see the nice yellow ring
that's
worked its way all the way around.
That is pretty nasty.
Toilet seat.
But that's going to make... And what is...
What is what?
What is that between the two knobbies there? Is that scum? Is that like
some kind of
scum?
Some kind of... No, I think it's...
Don't rub it with your finger!
Right. Oh, Mike, it is some kind of... Some kind of toilet goo.
Oh, my God.
I have not only the beautiful white toilet seat, which incidentally comes from my personal bathroom, the bathroom that Frieda and I use.
I cannot believe you're simply going to give these away.
I also have...
This ought to be a major, major competition.
I also have the black toilet seat, which, as you can see, is still in one piece.
In its own way, it looks a little more dingy, though.
See this? Look at this. You can actually, play games with it.
That's
open
pretty
up
nasty.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Mr. Toilet Seat.
I'm the talking toilet.
John's ass has been on me. So has Frieda.
Which one? Which bathroom does that come from? The hallway bathroom?
By the kitchen.
By the kitchen. The one that you prefer to use.
Yes.
Your toilet of choice.
Yes. Matter of fact, I've probably taken more dumps on this one than I have on the one that's from our personal bathroom.
And it looks as though there was a very half-hearted way of cleaning that up before you brought it in.
Well, it's black.
A quick swipe.
Yeah.
Wait, hold it open again, please. Yeah, that's toilet paper residue in there.
Yes, it is.
That's like that you all get, when you fling it back to the little shards.
There you go. There they
are. That's incredibly authentic. What an authentic keepsake.
There you go. A real piece of memorabilia.
That is absolutely one. And you're just going to give it away.
Well, you got a girl who wants it already.
Of course.
Jennifer.
Yes, I want this toilet seat.
Really? Why?
Because I love your show. I got an autographed picture of you and Mike, and... I want it.
You want the toilet seat. She just wants it because she's a big fan.
What will you do with the toilet seat? Where will you display it in your home?
In my family room where I have your pictures.
Mm-hmm. Will you put perhaps our pictures in the middle of the toilet seat?
I will tape it to the lid and leave it open.
That's terrific. Make it like a beautiful souvenir.
It'll be your shrine. I will put candles by it.
Where are you calling from, Jennifer?
Lodi, California.
Lodi.
All right, well, listen. You called and you asked for it. Which would you rather have? Now, I'll give you some background. The white toilet seat, which is much more stained, and actually it's a little cracked.
Yeah.
That came from the bathroom by my bedroom, Frieda, my bedroom.
I want that one.
You want that one? Okay.
That's the one she wants.
It's yours.
However, you should know that the hallway toilet seat has seen a lot more of Don's ass.
Yes.
Oh.
And all visitors to the home. I believe
right.
that.
I've probably seen
that. I know Mike has taken a dump in there.
Yeah, I think I have.
I think perhaps Rob's taken a dump in there. Mm-hmm. I know Broyhill's taken a dump on this one, on the second one.
Okay. You know, I'll take the black one then.
The black one.
Okay.
I think the black one will be a much nicer decorative item, too.
I'm thinking about hanging it.
Jennifer, what would you have been willing to pay on eBay for this if you'd seen it there?
Oh, thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars.
Hold on, honey.
Okay, thank
you. I've got it for you, a piece of memorabilia.
Can I tell my husband I love him?
Yes.
I just did.
Thank you. Hold on. Hello, Charlie.
You know, about that toilet seat, I know Jimmy the intern had sex in your hammock, so I don't know what he may have done on that toilet seat.
Oh, that's right. When Jimmy the intern was house-sitting, he had sex on our hammock.
Just adding value. That's mm-hmm. all we're doing here is adding value to that product, and you're just giving it away. I think yes. that's incredibly generous.
Yes, I am.
That's terrific.
Hello, Bob.
Yes.
Bob, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. Hey, I want to buy Mike's slot machine.
Oh, no. I'll tell you right now, there's a difference between losing interest and totally hating it. I don't hate it, and I have yet to have the social function where some of my friends can come over and enjoy it. So,
okay, when should I come?
What, to my house?
Yeah.
You can come whenever you want to play the slot machine. Please, feel
all
free.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
goodbye.
Hey, absolutely. I'll give you my car also.
Goodbye. Come on, please. Get off that line.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I don't want to give up on it yet.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
That's what it's saying to me. Don't give up on me, baby.
David Soul. Tommy.
Yes, Don, Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to, Don, this is the only good thing to come out of this little prick, Ilian. We really can't blame him, but we have to call him a prick. Aliens, the website was great. That is funny as hell.
Oh, that Budweiser commercial?
I passed it to a few people already. It's excellent. And the previous caller yesterday, or not the caller yesterday that called and tried to get you upset about your son, we need to find him and hang his ass by his balls,
okay.
Because that's ridiculous.
Thank you. Listen, people just like busting my balls.
I guess this caller didn't remember the lecture we gave second caller after that.
Please, listen. I'm a ball buster. People like busting my balls.
Comes with the territory.
That's how it goes. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Don, Mike. Hey, I got to have the toilet seat.
Why, Chris?
I want to hang it up down at work.
Where do you work, sir?
Clark Pest Control.
Pest
Control Company. I want to hang it up in the back.
He's the second guy to call, but, you know, I think you could do better.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
No, I gave the last one to a girl from California.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you J-O on it? If you did, I got to have it.
No, I never J-O in the bathroom.
On either one?
On the toilet. Never do.
Okay.
Never do.
Are you
sure,
Don? I could use it, man.
Yeah, I would tell you. No, I've never J-O'd on either one of these.
Okay.
But Chris, I'm sorry,
yeah.
I just don't think you want it enough.
I do, man, I do. I'll J-O on it.
No.
Oh, God.
Hello, Greg.
I want the toilet seat. You can't have the toilet seat. Other people might need the toilet seat. What is that?
I don't know.
That's from Cartoon Network.
That's pretty quick. That's a pretty quick turnaround you got there.
Is that Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
I've had it on my computer for a long time.
Only you would know that.
Yes, brains.
God.
Well, did you call to play the tape, or do you want the toilet seat?
I called to play the tape, just to entertain you. That's all.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right. All right, well, then I've still got one.
You're looking for an East Coast home for the other toilet.
Yes, I am. East Coast, West Coast. Like the rappers.
A bi-coastal toilet seat.
I just want to make sure whoever gets the toilet seat will, you know, honor it and cherish it.
Like that first lady really said, you know, she's going to put a shrine up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, suggestion, you guys should run that black light over the top of that toilet seat.
Hey, why don't you go see if Wendell's got his black light?
That'd be interesting.
Robbie?
Yeah,
I guarantee
the black one, you know.
I guarantee you it's a horrific, horrific stains.
Well, you've had it on there for, what, 8 years?
8 years.
8 years of use.
8 years, yeah. Okay, thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Of usage.
Bye-bye.
One more call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Sam Huff.
Hey, Sammy.
How's everybody doing today?
How you doing, Sam?
Oh, I tell you what, I'm doing just peachy dandy. You know, I was just wondering, you know, in June, the Huff family reunion's coming up. Would you guys like to do a remote?
From the Huff family reunion?
Love to, Sammy.
Absolutely. That'd be terrific.
Yeah, I'd love to. You could bring the toilet seat if you don't give it away.
Yeah, we're going to give it away. So as far as the toilet seat is
concerned.
Well,
my sister could use it.
Really? Why is that?
Well, you know, she's got the hemorrhoids going on.
Oh, that's right. Those horrible hemorrhoids.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, what did you say about your sister there, Sam?
She comes up on the short end of the stick every day.
She sure does. Thank you, Sam.
Sam off.
All right, now hold on. We do have the black light.
Wonderful.
The black light, bright stick.
And that means we're going to have to turn off the lights in here to get a real look at the toilet seat.
It's going to take us a second to get... Robbie, no, it's going to take a second. Turn the lights back on. Take a second to plug this thing in. And,
there you go. You want to plug it in over here?
Get it warmed up. I think there's an outlet right over there by Rob, I think.
All right.
Isn't there? Right there?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do a break first.
Okay. Then we're going to examine the toilet seat.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Since this is Aunt Bethany's 80th Christmas, I think she should lead us in the saying of grace.
Oh, great.
What, dear? She passed away 30 years ago.
They want you to say grace. The blessing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
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 This is Jeremy Coleman speaking for the Don and Mike Show. Happy Christmas and a Merry New Year from Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and 98.1 The Peak, WPEK.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, because we've got the black light.
The black light is here. We're going to look at the toilet seats from my house.
Good.
And identify any scatological remains.
Going to do a little peruse.
Okay, Robbie, lights off, please. And I would like the black toilet seat first, please.
That's the one that I think will be the most informative.
And this is also another good chance for us to, I know we've done this before, but just take a look, Mike, at the control board.
Oh, God!
Look at, when you look at our control board, I know we've done this before. I won't bore
so
you with
disgusting.
It. But all of the flakes of skin.
It's just skin.
And the various stains
never
on the control board.
Never cleaned.
No. It's still...
That's so disgusting.
Hideous, isn't it?
Hey, you know, the last time we did that, we didn't have... I didn't have my own personal chair. You know?
All right, bring it over.
All right.
Bring it over. I'll look at your chair before I look at the toilet seat.
Wheel it around.
Can you wheel it over here? And now, no one to blame for any stains on this except you, since you're the only one who uses this chair.
That's why I thought you might be interested to take
a look
at it.
Here we go. Let's take a quick look at Mike's chair. Go ahead, scan it, Robbie. Mike's personal chair.
There's a little something up here.
Yeah, a little like dandruff or something.
Mm-hmm. You know, go down by where his ass is.
Oh, more there.
Okay. You know, surprisingly clean, Mike. Surprisingly clean.
Oh, in the front.
What is it? What's up front? I can't see it.
Smudge.
What is it?
Some sort of smudge.
That's all right, though.
Now, you know what?
I'm a clean guy. I got a clean dookie.
Yeah, you're okay.
I got a clean dookie, Doug.
Your a-hole's very clean, Mike.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a look at my toilet seat.
Okay, let's take a real good look here.
Under the black light.
All right, we're going to scan it right now.
Yeah. Look at the top.
Top looks pretty good.
Oh. Couple of flakes on the
just
top.
Just flakes, but not bad at all on the top.
Now I'm going to open it up, and we're actually going to look inside.
Well, yeah, it's especially underneath.
I'm going to do the top part first.
Right. Oh, God.
Look at that.
Look at that. That's not too bad down at the bottom. It's up there. It is.
Yeah. Up at the top.
There's
here.
Trouble City.
Okay, now.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm going to turn it over.
Here we go. This is where we're going to... This is going to be the money shot. All right, here we go. Not bad.
Not bad.
That is remarkably clean.
Not bad.
I'm amazed.
All right, let's look at the other one.
All right.
Give me the white one.
Very good. I should also say, you know, you get a lot of light pouring into this room, so it's difficult to get the... you get the real look when it's pitch black.
This one will be harder to see because it's white, so there'll be less contrast.
Yeah, but the big flecks will show up. There's the stain.
The stain is just like day glow,
yeah,
man.
The stain is very much day glow.
You know what? I think this is a testament. I was almost going to say a testament to my wife,
right?
But it's actually a testament to Alicia, the lady that cleans our house.
That's very good.
It's her.
She's
the one that's scrubbing
go
out
up
all
to the very top, right up to what's that?
Where? Up here?
Yeah, it looks like a little globule of something.
Check that out.
Oh God!
Yes! Oh, that is
all the way at the very back there.
Sure.
There's some mess back there.
God.
That is only detected with the black light.
Oh,
okay.
Where germs hide.
Oh, man. Well, that's some. Have we given that one away yet?
No, not yet.
All right.
Hold on. Before we turn the lights back on, let me look at some of our other. You know, I don't think we had the instant replay in here the last time that we did this.
Right.
This is the machine that has all these tapes. Like,
sit down, Danny. Yep. Sit down, Danny.
Let me just check this out.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Very clean.
Not bad.
And that's traveled a lot, too.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty much just my hands that touch that. My hands and Rob's hands.
You don't use that seat, but other people do. Take a look at that seat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'd hate to look at this chair.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Okay. Oh, my God. That is foul. I take no credit for that. I stand during the show. I don't sit.
I know. Look at that. Look right down in the end of that.
I know. I see. For those of you who don't know, if you really want to see germs and filth, get a black light.
Get a black light and you'll see everything. Everything that hasn't been cleaned. Everything that is unwashed.
Turn off all the lights in a room. And then, like, when I put the black light over the control board, you can see just the flecks.
It's disgusting.
Of skin that have chipped off guys' hands.
And we maintain this facility is just not clean.
No.
It's never touched. It's never touched.
The last time that we did this, didn't we bring somebody from management in here to look at the studio?
And nothing changed. Nothing
happened.
You've gone into the bathroom. Nothing's changed in there.
No.
I think that, you know, in all fairness, I think the bathroom's a little cleaner than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. This is, you know, I'm just looking at this board over here. Thank God you don't sit over here by the control board, Mike.
Well, it's just as filthy over here, too, with that little 1812 box of buttons that I have in front of me over here.
I'm using the same chair I inherited when I started here 9 years ago. I'd hate to look at this chair.
Can you give me some cord? You can't give me any more cord? All right, let me look at the telephones here. The Telos machine.
Oh.
Okay. Look at this.
Oh, look at that cake!
Now to look at...
Looks like frosting.
To look at this thing with the lights on, you'd say it looks very clean.
Yeah, but it's filthy.
You hold it up to the black light, and like where the keypad is?
Because somebody should take like an alcohol swab on it.
Jesus Christ.
You know, hey, Rob, do we have those tape head cleaners in here with the little Q-tip? What you ought to do is, under the black light, take a little Q-tip with alcohol and just
and see
run
if it cleans it.
And run it through and see what it does.
See what it does.
We'll go get a Q-tip.
Okay. Come on, Robbie. Hurry, Robbie.
We always try our little cleanliness experiment.
Hurry. Let me take a call here first. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I really would love that toilet seat. I'm a longtime fan of you guys. Way back in the day when you were on WAVA.
Yeah. Okay, hold on just a second. Hold on.
We're gonna do the experiment with cleaning.
Okay. Try to clean right by the keypad. Let's see if that works.
It takes it right away.
Put it on the other side because I can't see.
Hold on. Can you see that? Look at that.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Look at that. Look at what just a little. What is that? Like rubbing alcohol? What is that we use?
Really refined alcohol, denatured alcohol. I think.
Look what that
look
does.
At that. Look at how
that,
clean
that's
that
all
is.
Somebody needs to do.
And now, what did the head of the Q-tip look like?
Oh, I didn't even pull it off.
Okay, do another
one. You know what? There's that one swath. See where the lower bank of red lights are, the second one down? Run it right. Yeah, run it right across there.
Right here?
And watch what happens. Right. Yeah, right down
there.
There you
that's
go.
That's right. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Look at that.
God damn, this is
not
dirty.
Coming up.
Oh, God.
Scrub, Rob.
That might be blood.
That looks good.
Oh, that's...
Mike, look at the end of the Q-tip.
Oh, my God.
Look at what he pulled up there. Jesus.
Oh, God.
That is so foul.
Damn it, this is an awful place to
live. You know, we wonder why in January and February this is just like a tuberculosis ward in here.
Jesus. Oh,
there's
that's
the
awful.
Reason right there.
God, that's awful.
It's disgusting.
Hello, wait, you want the toilet seat?
Yeah, I would love. I would put it like on a plaque and put you guys' name on. I think it would be excellent, but I would love to have it.
Where would you display it in your home?
Oh, I would probably put it right in the front living room area, and when people come over and say, this is Don Mike's, you know, Don Geronimo's toilet seat, and, you know, as your ratings rise, you know, it would be an excellent memento.
Why do I think this guy's not sincere?
I'm very sincere.
Hold on, let me talk to someone else. We'll judge who's more sincere. Hello, Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? How's it going?
Why do you want my toilet seat?
Man, I like to get everybody to sign it, and I like to put it up in front of my house. Hang it up.
You put it in the yard?
No, right in the front window.
In the front window.
I like
you
that.
You know it, man.
You must be calling from the south.
Man, you know it.
Where are you calling from?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Greenville, South Carolina. Do you promise you would put it in your front window?
I would, man.
All right, it's yours.
All right. Can you autograph it?
It's yours.
Yeah, we'll autograph it for you. Absolutely.
Hold on. Let me let the other guy down. Hey, Edwin?
Yeah?
I'm sorry. The other guy wanted it more.
Well, okay. No problem.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. A little disappointed he was.
I think he was going to, you know, use it for a different reason.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Tom, do you want the toilet seat?
Yes, I do want the toilet seat.
You're too late, Tom. How do you spell toilet?
T-O-L-T-E.
Perfect.
Right. Tolte.
Everybody say hello to Tom the Monster. Tom Gavin the Monster. There he is.
There
Tom.
He is roaring.
Tom the Monster.
I had eggs.
What, Tommy?
I had eggs for breakfast, potatoes, and bacon this morning.
Wednesday.
Oh, I forgot it's Wednesday. That means you had breakfast at the group home.
No.
Yes.
Watch it.
Yes.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Tom,
watch
it. Tom, how old is your toilet seat?
50 years old.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Tom, how many times a day do you go number two?
A lot.
How many?
50.
Now, tell the truth, Tom. About how many times do you have a nice BM?
Two times.
Do you know what BM stands for?
Yeah.
What?
I can't say it.
No, he was going to say that too.
Do you know what the letters B? I know you think that it means the S word.
Yeah.
But what do the letters B M? There's a word that starts with B and a word that starts with M.
B M.
Have you ever heard a crap referred to as a B M?
Yeah.
What do you think B M means?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
B M means what do you call it?
Yeah. What do you call it?
You take a what? I can't say it.
See, the only thing he can do is process it into the S word. That's really the only way.
Let me ask you, I'll give you an example. Do you know what VD is?
Vagina.
No.
VD is venereal disease.
Venereal disease.
You know what AIDS is? Acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Yep. You know what DC is?
What's
District this? Of Columbia.
District of Columbia.
Okay, so, you understand how the concept works?
Yeah.
Okay, what does BM mean?
Real job.
Right.
Perfect.
Absolutely. You finally got it, Tom.
No, that would be BJ, Tom.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
What does BM mean? Bowel
syndrome.
No, not bowel syndrome. BM means bowel...
Bowel movement.
Very right. Good. So you have a nice bowel movement twice a day, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Very good.
And I bet it is just a mess.
I bet it's huge.
It's not a mess. It's a monster mess.
Do you roar like a monster when you're having a nice BM?
Yes.
Can we hear that?
Do your BM stink?
Yep. It stinks like a crap. It stinks like crap.
Tom, for anyone who's never heard you before, how old are you, Tom?
40.
40 years old.
40. And who's your favorite band today, Tom?
Soul Purpose and Crosstown.
And who are they?
They're bands I go see at JV's, and Crosstown, they'll be playing at JV's tomorrow night.
And what's your favorite dinner? What's your favorite dinner item, Tom?
Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And what does BM stand for?
Bowel movement.
Bowel movement. That's
very good. See? That's great. Tom.
What does VD stand for?
VD?
VD.
Venereal disease.
Disease.
Excellent job, right. Tom.
What does DC stand for?
DC.
DC.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy,
that
how you doing?
As long as you can hold him, Don. You can't hold him any longer than that.
How you doing, Buzz?
I'm all right. How are you, Tommy?
Good.
What does LG stand for?
Watch it.
Watch it.
Hey, he knew that. He
crossed
that one.
That one.
That's right.
Watch it.
Watch it.
How is Lorraine?
Watch it. I was over there today. I had to take some stuff over there for Crowbar.
You had to take some stuff to your mom's with a crowbar?
No, crowbar. We got, we're going to be collecting money for the retardation program tomorrow.
Well, very good, Tom.
Excellent.
That's terrific.
I have no one better.
That's a good job.
Friday.
Good for you.
Will you be, like, standing out on the road with a can or something?
No, at Safeway Shopping Center in Chesterbrook on Friday.
On Friday,
that?
Very
you're
good.
Going into your Safeway, and there's Tom Gavin standing in front of your Safeway?
I'd empty my wallet, I'll tell you that right now.
Yep. Empty your wallet right now.
Right now.
Yep, right now.
But Tom, listen, for the record,
yeah.
I don't think we've ever asked you this, but being as you brought it up, I will ask, are you retarded?
In the head.
In the head. See, I've never thought of Tom as retarded. Believe it or not, I haven't.
I was born with brain damage.
You were born with brain damage. We've never really gotten into your medical condition. We've only shared our friendship.
Yep.
Was it thalidomide?
Yeah.
I guess so.
So, Tom, you're retarded?
A little.
Okay, just a little bit. How much do you think?
A lot. A little, a lot.
How much? Give me a percentage. How retarded do you think you are?
Not that much.
I don't think so either.
15% maybe?
Yeah, 15%.
Do you have club feet?
No.
No, good.
We were talking about club feet on the show yesterday.
You know who was born with clubbed feet?
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy was.
All right. Have you talked to Dennis recently?
I heard he called me and said, you know, I'm talking to the screen caller about me.
Yes, that's right. We were.
Dennis was telling us all about his club feet yesterday.
And now we've learned a little bit about you, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to do the robot one more time for us?
Robot.
And do the parrot?
Hello.
Would you rather be known on the show as Tom the Monster?
Yes.
Or Tom the 15% retarded guy?
No, Tom the Monster.
Tom the Monster.
All right, roar. Yeah. There you go, very good.
What does BM stand for?
Bowel movement.
Yeah. What does VD stand for?
VD?
VD.
I don't know.
Venereal?
Venereal disease.
Okay. What does FU stand for?
Aha! I got you on that word.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
You got you on that word.
Tom, what does GH stand for?
GH?
Group home.
There you go.
Nope.
Watch it. All right. Good talking to you, Tom.
I'll be at the Las Vegas Dome this Wednesday night.
We'll see you there.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin. Mm-hmm. Tag for short. There we go.
Really? That's a shocker.
Yes.
To find that out about him.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you never, people that have been calling the show for years, you never, ever know. There's always something new to learn about people.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Yeah, hello.
How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I want to say hi to Buzz, too.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Buzz. Good to talk with you. Wanted to ask you guys a question, and I'm totally serious about this.
Yes.
I wanted to know why you guys don't have a webcam. Is it because you don't want anybody to look at you, or you kind of want your privacy, or is the station just too damn cheap to buy you one?
You know, I think we could have a webcam if we didn't stream audio, because CBS won't allow audio over the Internet. But frankly, how boring would it be to just look at me and Mike standing here talking and talking on the telephone?
Pretty damn boring.
It's some of the worst television, webcam or otherwise, that you could ever watch, is to have cameras in a radio studio.
I mean, it doesn't work like in a James Bond movie where James Bond turns on his laptop and he's talking to the guy back at Scotland Yard, and it's like they're looking at each other on real TVs.
No, it's horrible. And, you know, all it does is subject anybody that's doing it to ridicule. It really does. You know, let me familiarize you with Anus in the Morning, if you ever watch that. I mean, I get a kick out of just watching that because it's just so funny to see that fossil sitting in that chair.
Well, that answers my question. You guys are great. Have a good one.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Right. You know, the best part of watching Anus in the Morning on TV is during the commercial breaks, when you see how much everybody on the Anus of the Morning show truly hates each other.
Oh, absolutely.
I should amend that. Not that they hate each other. They all just hate him.
Yeah, they hate him and he hates all of them.
There's like no conversation.
Right.
I mean, when the commercials go on, a lot of times, because MSNBC is such a screwed up channel, they can't sync it up for the commercials on his radio show.
Right.
So he'll be playing commercials, and they just sit in silence.
Yeah.
Five guys sitting in a radio studio off the air in silence.
And with his, you know, his like oversized 10-gallon hat and his kerchief and his wig.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be a wig.
And don't forget his sunflower seed.
Sunflower seed. I mean, what's he, 90 now or something like that?
Yeah.
That's got to be a wig.
Jesus. That's a good reason never to go on TV.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, our show compared to that on television would be, you know, fantastic entertainment. But even that,
Who wants to just sit and look at us talking to a microphone?
Well, because we can be very animated, but we don't, frankly, do... We laugh a lot, but when we're having fun, it's not always accompanied by, like, wild facial expressions.
Yeah, no, right, absolutely not. And I'll tell you this, some of our best moments come during the commercials, and frankly...
We like our quiet time.
Yeah. I don't want to share that with you guys.
Hear, hear.
Some of our best stuff... I'll tell you this, we're not like Anus in the Morning and his crew.
No.
We don't sit around quietly and stare at each other during the commercials.
We have quite often, many times, had two full shows in one given day. I mean, from start to finish.
And a lot of times, the better show is the show that you don't hear.
Absolutely.
Because we don't have these restrictions about... Mm-hmm. language and stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, the other bad thing about Anus is his stethoscope headphones he insists on wearing.
Yeah. Well, to protect his wig.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it would cut a big seam into his his artifact. I wonder whose hair that is. I think
Steve Allen hair.
I think he's a wig person.
You think so?
I think he has to be a wig person.
I don't think he's a wig person.
You don't think so?
Maybe he's had some kind of work done.
He definitely colors his hair.
Yeah, well, that I will agree with.
If it's not a wig, he colors his hair.
It's like carrot top color hair on Anus. Yeah.
And I really think it's just a girl's wig. I think it's like a woman's wig that he wears. And he, like, combs it in a certain way.
You know, that guy, his whole shtick, I don't know. You know, now that we're on in New York, I guess we can ask this question to the good people of New York. Because I guess it's there like it is here in D.C. Nobody listens to this guy on the radio.
Right.
He can't get a ratings point to save his life, yet for some reason, in the industry, he's held up as one of the great guys in this industry, like one of the true goddamn talents in this industry. And every time that I turn him on the radio or I go home and turn the TV on, he's having a boring interview with that big cod-bellied Tim Russert, or he's got some guy playing sports highlights, and it's boring and it gets no ratings.
Right, it doesn't.
Yet...
That's the big secret about Anus in the Morning.
Yet, you know... The NFers on the cover of Time magazine a couple of years ago. Quack, quack.
Stupid. I was in the Morning.
And have you noticed?
You're stupid idiot. You're such a stupid idiot. Here's my wig, my 10-gallon hat, and my
kerchief.
In the middle of New York with my cowboy hat.
My kerchief.
You're stupid idiot. Stupid ass. Emerson in the Morning. Yes, going to be here. Here I am. Listen, I'm going to do something for my listeners. I'm going to take off my wig. I'm going to pull it off. Show you my bald, veiny head underneath it.
Now, if you're watching on the MSNBC, you might notice during the commercials, nobody talks.
We sit here because I think they're all stupid idiots.
They think I'm a stupid idiot.
We just all hate each other. Specifically, I'm close to death.
Well, that's been rumored for a long time, man.
Doesn't he have one lung?
Yes!
Really? Doesn't he have one? He has one lung.
Where's our IMUS sound effect from when he was in the hospital? We have a sound effect that's labeled IMUS. Listen, here it is. It says IMUS. That's our IMUS sound effect.
That's a stupid sound effect.
You know, I don't know what the guy did in his last life to come back and get this cushy gig.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy does a show that nobody listens to, yet somehow he's revered in the radio industry as being one of the real giants.
Well, big hair. Biggest hair in the industry.
Nice kerchief.
Yeah, you know, around his neck. Well, we know why that is.
Yeah, because he's got the Johnny Carson turkey neck hat.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah,
I mean, that's been done for a long time.
I was in the Morning. Stupid idiot with my gobbly neck and my 10-gallon hat, my big belt buckles, my sunflower seeds. Stupid idiot.
Hello. Hello, Nick.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, y'all trying to find me another toilet seat?
Pardon me, sir?
Are y'all trying to find me another toilet seat?
Is this your real accent, or are you just tweaking it up a little bit?
That's the way I talk.
Why don't you back it off a little bit and talk like you really
Come on, talk like a Yankee.
I can't talk like a Yankee. I ain't never been up there.
I mean, it's just, I know you might be from the South, but you just dial it down to what you normally sound like.
This is me.
Okay, what do you want?
Well, y'all was giving away a toilet seat.
Yes, we were.
I was really in need of one.
Well, go to Home Depot.
Well, they charge you, you know.
Yeah, right. The toilet seats I was giving away, you couldn't use on your toilet. They're memorabilia.
Well, you know, I don't even have one. I have to hold on to the edge.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be calling? No, you're supposed to be driving out to the nearest Jeff Foxworthy show, aren't you?
Oh, he's good, man.
Oh, come on, drop this act.
And you know what?
It really, no, really annoys us when people do phony accents. Unless it's coming from us.
South Carolina.
I believe you're calling from South Carolina, but drop the accent.
Just, I mean, you know, talk the way you normally. What do you do for a living, sir?
Well, I work at a potato chip plant.
You got us there.
Do you really? What's the name of the potato chip plant?
Wise Foods.
Wise Foods?
There is such a thing as Wise Potato Chip.
Yeah, I haven't seen them around for a while, but I guess they still... what do you do in the potato chip factory?
I'm a utility.
What is that?
What does that mean?
Well, kind of like a janitor, almost.
You're a janitor in a potato chip.
Well, you know, there's a lot of mess on the floor, and, you know, you got to keep it clean because inspectors come around.
Do you get free chips?
Oh, yeah. Well, we ain't supposed to, but yeah.
What do the inspectors look for?
Well, they look for dirty, you know, dirty conditions and stuff and foreign matter in all the potatoes.
Potatoes. What besides potato chips, what snack foods does the plant produce?
Cheese doodles and all kinds of corn chips.
What kind of corn chips?
Bravos.
Bravos?
Yeah.
Aren't you waiting for this guy to start talking like Robert Goulet any second?
Anytime. And the odds are in my favor.
I really fooled you guys.
Potatoes.
You really talk like this?
Yeah.
Repeat after me. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
I heard that in a movie or something. Rain in Spain stays mainly... What?
I don't think he's a janitor in a potato chip plant.
Nor do I.
Well, I don't like that. I don't like that title. It's a utility. That means I can run any kind of machine in there.
Utility.
Hold on a second, please. You know, I hate slowing the show down to bust these guys who call us and lie.
I know, but I mean, all we ask for is honesty.
It has to be done.
Listen, hold on, please. Rob's going to get your number at the Wise Potato Plant, and we're going to call them and verify your employment.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, please. Robbie, he is on line number 5.
They sure do like these potatoes.
You know, stupid idiot. Nothing would please me more than one of these times to call one of these places and have it pan out.
Yeah. That's our utility man, yes. He can work any piece of machinery, but primarily he cleans up before inspections.
You know, and if that's the case...
He picks the foreign matter out of the chips.
We will say salute to him.
Right.
But it just sounds like another one of the parade of guys that like calling this show and pretending.
We'll have to ask him what the... it's an owl, right? That's the logo for Wise, but they look like right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. May be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Doing it again. Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, for the first thing to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm cutting the back, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Saturday and Sunday. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of tennis tournaments. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. One more time. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities, some reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay? Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas. On Friday, this ass these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday, and a championship semi-finals. Oh, fuck this, shit, man. I'm going to cut this shit off. All right, fuck this. I'm going to take it up to concert Love Unlimited Orchestra. That's where I'm going to stop at. So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College in cordially invite your ass to come on down. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, just a bit. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College.
Hello, my friends. This is Julio Iglesias wishing all of you happy holidays and a great, great new year.
The Don and Mike Show.
Das ist nicht gut. Der Don und Mike Show.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
I'm going to call the Wise Potato Chip Factory and make sure that they have a man that cleans up before inspections.
Named Nick.
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 Doesn't follow.
Good afternoon, what's this?
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us for a second?
I think I'm going to go home from work.
We just want to make sure, find out if somebody works there.
Do you have a guy? We have a guy on our radio show right now who claims that he works there. Do you have like a janitor named Nick?
A utility?
There's a guy named Nick that lives here. I mean, that works here. I'm sorry.
That works there.
Yes.
What does he do there? Can you tell us?
I really don't know.
Does he clean up a little bit?
Would you know him if you heard his voice?
Probably.
All right, hold on, Nick. Nick, do you know this girl?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Well, Nick, you...
Hey, this is Nick. Hey, is Caroline still there?
No, she's already left for the day.
Oh, that's right. It's after 4 o'clock, ain't it?
All right, you can't fake that. Uh-huh. You can't fake that.
So this guy really works in a potato chip factory?
He used to.
Oh, he used to?
Why doesn't he work there anymore?
I'm not sure. I really don't know.
Nick, why don't you work in the potato chip factory?
Well... I guess I didn't do too good a job.
Let me ask you something, lady on the phone. Does he talk like this all the time?
Yes.
And is there a question that we could ask somebody that had worked there that might verify that they worked there?
Can we talk to a manager?
He's on the phone right now.
How about an assistant manager?
No, there's no one else right here right now that you could talk to.
But you can verify that at one point Nick did work there, huh? This guy that's on the phone, he worked there?
The guy I just talked to, he did work here.
Okay.
Is Mr. Wise there?
The owl?
Would you check the manager real fast and just see if he'd like to come on a national radio show?
Okay, he's on the phone right now. And
be good publicity, free advertising. Think of all the cheese doodles you'll sell.
I can't break into his phone calls.
All right, honey.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for talking to us. And Nick, you stay on the line here.
Hold on. All right, goodbye. All right, now, why did you lose your job at the potato chip plant?
Well, I made a mess, I think.
No, Nick.
No, come on. Just
Nick,
tell
you're
the
just
truth.
Full of crap, and that's why we keep doing this. We want to find out what the deal is with you, and stop using this phony accent.
Well, she told you. It ain't no phony accent.
Why did you get fired from the potato chip plant?
Well, they don't... You know, the place has got to be clean.
Yes.
And they don't like you to sweep stuff under the rug, so to speak, and I made a mess.
I still think this guy's full of crap.
Well, he's not leveling... First of all, he's lied to us once, and when he said he worked there, he doesn't work there. So you don't work
there. I'm not, I ain't real proud of that. Mm-hmm. Didn't want that.
What are you doing now?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. You know, every time this guy talks, every time I get a little closer to thinking he's on the level, he says something like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me think he's just some guy getting his rocks off, calling us and jerking us around.
You were really fired?
Yeah, that's... Man, y'all kind of embarrassing me a little bit over that.
You called us, Nick.
Well, yeah, I just calling over the toilet seat.
Right, I know you called for a toilet seat, but I'm not giving away any more toilet seats.
Who's this accent?
Well, you know, I thought you might. I mean, I heard that you give it away. I thought there might be another one or something, you know.
If you tell me why you got fired, I promise I will give you a toilet seat.
I got fired because there was a mess that I was supposed to clean up, and I didn't.
And what they didn't give you a warning?
Well, I got several.
What had you done before that?
What I done before that?
To get warnings.
Oh. Well, I guess it was lots of messes. I wasn't very good at that job. It wasn't one I wanted. I really wanted to be in management.
Oh, come on. This has got to be a put-on.
It just sounds like a put-on.
I'll give you a toilet seat if you just tell me the truth.
That's it, man. Mm.
Why do I think it's going to be that same guy we talked to last week? You know, the guy that owned the BMW?
Yeah, right.
Same exact guy.
Are you that guy?
What guy?
All right.
Come on, are you that guy?
No, I ain't never called you before.
It just sounds like a phony accent because it's so thick.
Right. All right, and you want a toilet seat.
Can you make an attempt to speak without an accent? Can you try?
Well.
Speak like Mike and I. Speak Northern.
Say hi.
I'm going to go get in the car now.
Say hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
No, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
All right, now try a British accent. Say hello.
Hello.
I don't know. I'm totally confused.
This is kind of funny, you putting the test on me.
Man, oh man.
You know, who knows? This guy really could have been fired from a potato chip
and he could really talk like this. Which is like a bad hee-haw character.
What is your favorite Ernest movie?
I don't really know the title of it, but the one where he has a twin in prison.
All right, listen. You want a toilet seat? I'll give you a toilet seat.
Okay.
Okay?
Are you looking for work? How long have you been unemployed?
About a year.
No, come on. How do you support yourself, then?
No. Huh? Mom, well, I got an aunt that's got a little bit of money.
And you live with her?
Yeah.
Is she there?
Is she? No, she ain't home.
Where's she at?
Work?
Doctor.
Doctor?
What's she at the doctor for?
She's got a messed up foot.
How'd she mess up her foot?
She fell in the yard doing yard work.
And what's wrong with her foot? How's it messed up?
She's got pins in it.
She broke her foot?
Yeah.
Messed up means broken in that part of the country.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you want a toilet seat, I'll give you a toilet seat.
That'd be nice.
How come you don't work?
Well, I ain't a whole lot of market for janitors from a tater chip factory, you know.
Well, I mean, if you did janitorial work, I would imagine you'd be able to get that kind of work somewhere.
I know, but, you know, like I said, it ain't something that I'm really proud of. I kind of want to get away from that janitor title.
What do you want to do?
Well, you know, I do pretty good at, you know, telling folks, you know, do this and that. I figured I could be in management.
Have you gotten close to finding work?
Well, they had a job out here for the an attendant at a video poker place, and I thought I had that one.
It might be one of the world's great mysteries, and you weren't able to get the job at the video poker place?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, they didn't really give me no reason.
Really?
How far did you get in the public school system?
11th.
11th grade?
Yeah.
And have you ever served any time in jail?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, me and the boys kind of went a few rounds at the bar.
All right, so you got into a bar fight?
Yeah.
Did you hurt him?
Oh, yeah, I didn't find him to lay down.
Do you have any children?
No.
And you didn't kill the guy in the bar, did you?
Oh, no.
How long did you serve?
I was just in there overnight. My aunt came and got me.
Your aunt came and got you. How long ago?
Come and got him.
How long ago was this?
Oh, I guess it's been about 4 or 5 years ago.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Nick?
I'll tell you exactly who I look like.
Yes.
Do you ever watch Moonlighting?
Sure.
Booger.
You look like Booger?
From Revenge of the Nerds?
That
follows. Okay. All right, Booger.
So,
Revenge of the Nerds.
So all you really want is a toilet seat?
Yeah.
If that would make you happy, I'll give you a toilet seat.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Would you like a suit of clothes?
I don't really a suit.
I'll give you a suit.
A suit. It might be a good thing to wear on job interviews.
Do you have a suit?
I ain't got no suit.
I figured.
Would you like a suit from Today's Man?
Cool.
Which would you rather have, a toilet seat or a $349 suit from Today's Man?
Wow. I guess a suit, man. That's all right.
What's okay. The suit?
All right.
Well, that adds to his credibility, too.
All right, then I will give you the suit of your choice, valued up to $349 from Today's Man. A $349 suit of Today's Man sells for $700 in the finest department stores. Not that you would know. Today's Man, they don't mark it up just to mark it down.
Congratulations, Nick.
Wow. Wow, that's nice. Thank you, man.
You're very welcome, Nick.
And keep listening to the program.
Yeah, I'll do that now. Right. For doggone sure.
And we'll for doggone sure, keep shaking our heads and wondering what the hell you're doing.
I don't know. I know you didn't call for a suit of clothes.
Well, you know, if I get a job, a toilet seat won't be nothing.
That's right. That's right. Very good,
okay.
Nick.
All right, Nick. Thank you, my friend.
Say hi to your aunt. What's your aunt's name?
Ethel.
And then once again, it all comes.
Every answer is the start of another riddle.
Aunt Ethel.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
Hold on, please.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good idea, Ernie. A toast to my big brother, George. The richest man in town.
Their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
The Don and Mike Show. Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
This guy is keeping up this voice on the telephone.
Yeah, that's good. That's all
I think she's getting his information now. He's on line 5, and I see that Toya's talking to him.
I don't buy him.
My Aunt Ethel. Hello, Ethel.
You don't believe him, Buzz?
No, I don't.
What about you, Rob?
I do.
What about you, Mike?
I hate to be the fence sitter, but he has got me totally confused.
Toya?
But I'm going to go on the side he's faking it.
Toya, when you talked to this guy to get his information, did he talk that way?
Yes, he did.
And he did.
His address is hilarious.
What's his address?
Something like Turkey Farm Road.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, do you think it was a real address?
I think so.
You think so?
All right,
I'll look up the city on the end of, on the internet.
All right, go look it up. Okay.
Aunt Ethel.
Okay.
That was professional, Aunt Ethel.
Let me ask you, do you think that guy was real? Hello?
Hello?
Do you think the guy was real?
Me?
Do you think the last guy we had on the show was real?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm convinced now.
Feel better? Do you think he was real?
Yeah, he kept it up pretty good.
It's just Aunt Ethel.
Hello, do you think he was real?
You damn right I did think he was real.
Hello, do you think he was real? Hello?
Hello?
Do you think that last guy was real?
No, I think he's faking it.
All right, thank you. Hello. Do you think the last guy was real?
Not a chance, man. The woman picked up the phone and said he doesn't live here, or he's not home, or something like that.
He lives here, he works here, and then she changed it to he used to work here.
Right, but anyway, the reason I was on hold is I wanted to ask Mike about his deep fryer.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Bring up an interesting point, Buzz. Do you think that the woman with the phone number at the Wise Potato Chips was a scam?
No, we got the Wise Potato Chips number off information, didn't we?
No.
Or did he give it to us?
He gave it to Rob.
Why don't we call information for that town and see if we get the Wise Potato Chips?
Hold on a second. I'll come back to you. Hold on.
The caller also said he wanted a toilet seat because he didn't have one because he was clinging to the edge. And, you know, obviously he was making a joke on that second remark. But obviously he has a toilet seat, and I'm sure he knew that the contest was over.
Hmm. It's very rare that Buzz will go out on a limb against somebody.
This is true.
Buzz is generally the listener's friend.
I think the guy did a great job and he earned the suit, but I think everything was a lie.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
All right, let me find out.
Asshole.
Welcome to Battle Atlantic Local and National 411.
What city and state?
Greenville, South Carolina.
What listing?
Wise Potato Chips.
Thank you. Please wait.
Now we'll see if the number drives up with the number I have.
Thank you.
No, thank you, darling. You're on the air on the Don and Mike Show. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Thank you.
That was in what city?
I believe in Greenville.
Greenville.
In area code 864.
I have Wise Foods.
Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Can I have the number, please?
Thank you.
Thank you. Look at it.
The number is 864-297-6386. Repeat.
Not the number I had.
Okay, well, it could be, you know, that's
could
that
be inside
could
line.
Be in another number.
Very inside.
Not even the same first three digits, though.
Okay.
I'm going to call back the original number that the guy gave us.
Very good.
And see if she still answers as Wise Potato Chips.
Wise Foods.
Good afternoon, Wise Foods.
Hi, this is Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us again?
I really can't. I'm fixing to walk out the door.
But we were just confused about that guy, Nick.
I'll answer one question.
Okay. Do you really work at Wise Potato Chips?
Do I?
Yes.
Yes, it's the number you just called.
I know, but could you put us on hold and can we talk to anybody else who works in your factory? Anybody at all at random?
Okay, right now I'm the only one up here. A lot of people have already gone home and several people are out in the plant. I'm the only one up here.
All right, we'll just ask you one more question. What are the foods you manufacture there besides the potato chips?
Corn chips, tortillas, popcorn.
You mean in a giant place like Wise, there's no one there right now? Nobody? Don't those plants like normally work 24 hours a day?
Well, we've got two shifts running right now, but I'm the only one up here in this office.
She sounds completely legit.
And I can't just pull people off the floor.
Right. Is there another number that's normally given out when you call information for Wise Foods?
No, I work the switchboard.
Really?
Really. Can you hold on a second, please? Just one second, honey. Hold on.
It's tough to question everyone, but we have to.
Yes, it has to be done.
Now we're calling the number we got on information.
Yeah, and I'm going to see if they answer Wise Foods, and then I'm going to conference them with this girl.
Okay.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Radio Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Oh, you can.
All right.
Well,
I will take your voice off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a moment, please. All right, Rob.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Rob, he didn't want to go on the air, so I had to take him off.
Mention the name that the woman we're talking to. Mention the number that we were given for Wise Foods.
Ask the guy on line 7 if mm-hmm. that's a valid phone number for Wise.
All right, we're going to double check that.
That's
okay.
The
question.
That's right, what we need to know.
Rob's going to talk to the guy off the air, and then mm-hmm. we're just going to get it all clear.
The plant is in Spartansburg, South Carolina.
That's legit.
Okay.
Same area code, right?
I think so.
These two numbers?
I believe all of South Carolina is the same area code.
Mm-hmm.
Just dial 1-800-CONFEDERATE-FLAG.
All right.
Rob is doing his confirmation now.
No, he doesn't come on the air with us, sir. No, absolutely not. We're just trying to figure out if a guy works there. Hold on a second to go on the air, okay?
All right, he'll come on the air with us.
Very great.
All right, beautiful.
He'd love to, but he can't.
Oh.
Are there more than one plant down there? Is there one in Spartansburg, one in Greenville?
We go through hoops, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We really do. This little.
You know, I mean, the sponsors are wondering, when are we ever going to play a goddamn commercial?
This little hayseed.
You got a number for a factory and a sales office. This is the sales office.
Okay. So we got a number for the factory. Number is, the other number is legit.
Sir, is that a number possibly for the factory? Please, let me have it.
All right, good. Now we'll get confirmation.
All right, let's see if we got the same number.
He's going to give Rob the number for the factory.
For the factory.
Well, you know, he's given an 800 number.
2080?
Is there a local number?
Is there a local number for the factory?
We must have the truth.
I don't know the local number.
Jesus. Oh, he doesn't know.
This is like whenever you're trying to investigate anything. You know, this is where you get new respect for
the FBI.
For FBI cops, all those guys.
Private eyes.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. His name...
Right now, Rob's giving him information about the guy.
Good, good.
No. Yeah, you should, sir. Hey, keep making them. Okay, bye then. He won't come on the air, but he's a big fan.
Oh, really? He listens to the show?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, why wouldn't you come on the air, then?
Because I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, he's smart. Yeah. He's a smart guy. True. I mean, I don't blame him for that.
All right, hold on. Andy, you know this guy?
Beg your pardon?
Andy, do you know this guy?
No, I don't, but he sounds like several people that I do know.
He sounds legit to you?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, thank you. Hello, Jamie.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, I'm originally from Massachusetts. I moved down here about 7 years ago. That guy's accent is accurate. That's exactly what they sound like. Not like if you come from downtown Greenville, these people don't sound like that.
Yeah.
But we have towns around here called Moonville and Possum Town.
Possum Town. All right, so you're saying he's on the level.
I guarantee it, yeah. Mm.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, if they said, but we, you know what we haven't confirmed? I'm sorry to be we have not confirmed that the factory number that he gave us is a factory number.
No,
even though the lady that answers it sounds completely legit to me.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Aaron Spelling.
That always works.
I don't know if it'll get you anywhere in a South Carolina potato chip factory, though.
Oh, it will.
At least I can call. I mean, I'll call off the air so I don't have to tell her that we're on the air.
Okay.
I'll find out if it's really Wise potato chips.
Yeah, why would she be sitting there all this time anyway answering Wise Foods? And if you get an answering machine, then that would be legitimate. You see, if you get an answering machine, then she would have gone home.
It's ringing.
Okay.
Phone's ringing right now. You can't hear it. It's off the air, but the phone's ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is this Wise Foods? This is Wise Foods. How you doing? Hey, where's that pretty little thing that was answering the phone about a half hour ago? She has left. Hi there. My name is Pat McGroin, and I'm calling from Pepperidge Farm. I was checking on a reference on a young man who used to work in your employ, used to be in the janitorial area. First name, Nick. Last name,
la, 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 la.
He's giving
can you tell me, transfer me to personnel. That's beautiful. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
They'll have the answer.
And if they're transferred, if you're transferred, it's got to be a legitimate business.
So. Now, I don't know why that other...
Of course, she could put you on hold. And no, you know, I don't trust anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Bob? How you doing? This is Pat McGraw. I'm calling you from Pepperidge Farm. I'm calling you for a reference on someone who used to work, be in your employ. His name is Nick
Miller.
Can you tell me the circumstances of his termination of employment? Pull his card. Thank you. It was in the last year. I got him applying here as a janitorial assistant.
About a year ago.
Thank you. I'm on the phone with Mr. Owens.
Okay, and he's going over the personnel chart trying to find this Nick.
He's looking for his card.
Very good. We check people out on this show. We don't like to be lied to, and we like to just make sure that someone's telling the truth. That's the whole exercise.
He's still looking for his card.
Does it mean anything? Will it add up to anything? Absolutely not. But it's important to us, because that's how petty we are.
There were holes in his story.
I agree. Well, it was the voice, too.
Hold on, guys.
All right. Something's being explained.
He was never on your payroll. Hmm. So what you do is, what you're telling me is that you, you get guys from outside and you, like, co-op that work. For the sanitation, yes. This guy, Nick Miller, though, do you have any record of him working there at all? You have nothing on him at all.
Huh.
Okay, I will.
I will try that. I, frankly, I don't think he's right in the head. And I was wondering if you could tell me if you remember anything about a guy named Nick who was just not right in the head. He must not have been a problem.
All right.
Someone else's problem. All right. Listen, thank you for your time. Keep making those cheese noodles. God damn, I love them. I tell you what, we'll swap out. I'll send you some of my orange and chocolate cookies.
And some Milanos.
All right, I'll send you some Milanos, and you can send me some doodles. All right, good man. All right, the South shall rise again. All right. Roll Tide.
Bye-bye.
Roll Tide.
Well, here's what he said. What
did he say?
He has no record of that guy with the name working there. However,
yes,
they like co-op.
They sub out their work for sanitation.
And he gave me the name of a company that I could call to get a reference on this guy, but as far as he knows...
Oh, my God.
Okay, now we got someone on the phone who knows him.
Okay.
Hello, you know Nick?
I don't know him personally, but he used to come out to the place of business where I work on the weekends and bowl.
Okay. He used to come out and bowl. Listen,
okay.
Yeah, he used to bowl and shoot pool in the game room.
You know, this guy, you know, if he was just a little... If he had a higher voice, he'd sound like Nick.
Yeah, probably so. I was born in the backwoods of North Carolina.
Did he talk about working at the Wise Potato Chip Place?
Yeah, he sure did. That's what brought it to my attention. I recognized his voice, of course, because being in the area. But when he mentioned the potato chip man, I know who he's talking.
Was he a regular at the bowling alley?
On the weekends, and when we have the moonlight bowling, midnight bowling.
The moonlight bowling. So you will stand up for him.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Very good.
Okay. Hello. Brian.
Yes. You know, to me, it smelled like he's answering the questions a little lying, you know, faking it out, because he sighed after every answer. He did a, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I thought he was lying, too. I mean, it sounded a little bit like Buzz is sure he's lying.
Positive. But the other part is that, you know, if the guy's for real, you know, hey, South Carolina, all right.
Yeah.
Where? Yeah. Where to go, guys?
Scary. Gotcha. Scary. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, listen. Maybe we'll get to the bottom of this another time.
I sure do like those French fried potatoes.
But right now, I got to say, for the record, I got to say, I think he was on a level.
Well, he gave us, Turkey Trout Lane, his address.
we just had some hayseed who wanted a toilet seat and ended up getting a suit from Today's Mail.
And he worked as an independent contractor when he was sweeping up the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look at you. You used to be so cocky. You were going to go out and conquer the world. You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? Miserable little clerk crawling in here on your hands and knees and begging for help. No securities, no stocks, no bonds, nothing but a miserable little $500 equity in a life insurance policy. You're worth more dead than alive. Why don't you go to the riffraff you love so much and ask them to let you have 3,000? You know why? Because they run you out of town on a rail. But I tell you what I'm going to do for you, George, since the state examiner is still here. As a stockholder of the building and loan, I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest.
The Griswold Family Christmas Tree.
Isn't it a little big?
It's not big, it's just full.
Dad, that thing wouldn't fit in our yard.
Not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you, Jim?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very good. I like you. You're my friend. You're my friend.
You mean Joe Ardinger.
That's right. He's one of us.
Now, a lot of people, I'm sure, Charlie, don't know that you come up to New York all the time, and it was no big deal.
Yes, I do, because I love the radio. Oh.
It was no big deal for us to come to New York.
Uh-huh.
We came up here, and Charlie was already up here.
Yes, because I want to come up and listen to Shannon. Scott and Todd. That's my favorite show.
No, I thought you liked our show.
No. I like to come up to New York to listen to Scott Shannon. Scott Shannon. Hello, New York City. Scott and Todd.
Good morning,
New York, for those who serve.
Why do you like
Shannon?
Why do you like Scott Shannon?
Oh, because he's so big. He's so big and important.
Yeah, Charlie, tell me something. What's the first funny thing that guy's ever done on his radio show?
Oh, he does funny stuff all the time. He talks about the day's news, and he plays music, and he gives away prizes. And he talks to his friend Todd, and Scott and Todd are very funny, and they talk about all sorts of funny things, and it makes me laugh. But I like it when he's serious, too. Like when he talks about people doing good works.
Like what?
Stuff.
Like what?
I don't know.
Like what?
I don't know.
Give me an example.
I don't know.
Give me an example.
Well, I like firefighters, for those who serve. That's one of my favorite parts. For those who serve, salute from Scott Shannon.
Charlie,
I love Scott Shannon. I love Scott Shannon.
Okay, I know.
I really do.
Listen, Charlie.
Scott Shannon.
Charlie, we want to do a Charlie interview.
Charlie interview, Scotty Buster.
Now, here is the here's your setup, Charlie.
Setup?
Here's the reason you're making the call.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
They really do everything. Jimmy, turn down the phone pod.
Turn down the phone pod, Jimmy.
turn it down until we're ready for it.
I'll see you when I get back home.
They really do make everything bigger in Texas.
Yes,
including
they do. Mm-hmm.
The biggest hamburger in America.
Oh.
A hamburger joint in Amarillo, Texas, Charlie,
ooh,
is selling a hamburger that makes a Whopper seem like a wimp.
Mm.
This hamburger weighs...
I like hamburgers, Don.
It weighs 10 pounds.
You know who else does?
Who?
Scott Shannon!
It sells for $24. Now, Jimmy, dial the number up.
Jimmy!
Dial the number up,
Jim.
Now. There you go.
Now, Jim.
Charlie, when you call, you have to read this card. You have to read this card.
Oh, dear. That's all right, Charlie.
What happened?
Knocked
I
over.
Dropped it.
You have to read that card saying, this is the Don and Mike Show. You're on the
all
air.
All right. Okay.
Do it like your friend Scott Shannon would.
Ha! This is Scott Shannon.
You're calling I think it's a woman.
Owner Big Hamburgers.
Yes, owner of the Arnold Burger Restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Where she sells at least one of these giant hamburgers every day for $24.
I love to eat hamburgers. I like ketchup and French fries. Hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with hi. This is the Don Mike Show. Do you mind going on the?
They're not there.
Hi. What?
They're not there, Charlie. It's an answering machine.
No. This is the person.
No, Jimmy.
No, I didn't finish.
Jimmy, did you dial the correct number?
Jimmy.
I hope so.
All right, why don't you hang up and try again?
Wow.
Hang up and try again, Jimmy.
He is so stupid.
Jimmy, do you see it in area code 806?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
number.
Why is this the Don and Mike show? Do you mind?
Green.
Going.
Going. No, no, it's going. Hi.
You misdialed.
This is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
You're who?
Hi. This is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
From where and who?
From Washington, D.C. and New York City and all over the country with Don and Mike and me, Charlie Stuang Stabilak. I want to ask you about hamburgers.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, good. You got your foot in the door, Charlie.
Okay. What is your name?
Gayla.
Gayla?
Gayla.
Gayla, my name is Charlie.
Charlie,
yeah.
Is Charlie the tuna?
No, my name is Charlie Stuang Stabilak.
Charlie what?
Charlie Stuang, Stuang Stabilak.
You sure it's spelled that way?
Yes.
I think you missed a Z in there.
No, it's Charlie Stuang Stabilak, and I want to ask you about your hamburgers.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We charge 50 cents extra for an extra plate.
What?
I'm not talking to you now. I'm talking to you.
Okay. Okay. How do you make the big hamburgers?
Thank you.
What?
Put it on the grill and make it.
Ask her about the 10-pound hamburger, Charlie.
What?
Ask her about the 10-pound hamburger.
What hamburger?
The 10-pound hamburger.
Oh, what about
the 18-inch family burgers? What are you talking about?
Oh, yes. Tell me all about the 18-inch family burger.
You talk too slow.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
18 inches round.
What?
The burger.
Oh, okay. Do you put lots of ketchup on them?
No, that's on the side. You don't put ketchup on it.
Why?
Because it's for 12 to 16 people. Not everybody wants ketchup.
No, you
make it on the side and let them choose.
Do you serve French fries?
This is a democratic state. They get to make
Wait!
Settle down, Charlie.
Don't you serve French fries, too?
Sure, French fries, tater tots.
What do you serve?
Tomatoes, pickles, onions.
Wait! What do you serve for dessert at your restaurant?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake?
New York style,
what
Charlie.
What kind of toppings do you have on it?
Nothing.
Just plain?
You don't need anything on it.
Oh, I hate that. You have to put berries on it.
No.
No, you have to put...
Charlie, listen. I want you to wind up this interview like Scott Shannon.
Okay. Use your
Scott Shannon voice.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. Those are some big burgers, ma'am. And I'm Scott Shannon. And, you know, what a great time we're having talking to you. Hey, Gayla. Gayla.
Yes.
Would you say one thing for me, Scott Shannon? Would you say, I love you, Charlie?
I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Gayla. And good luck with your big hamburgers.
Thank you.
I love burgers. And goodbye to Texas.
Goodbye, Gayla.
No, I'm to Texas.
I love to. Will you pay for my flight?
Sure.
I'll come. I swear to God I'll come.
Yeah, right.
I will.
I've done that before.
No, I'm telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
No, he means it, honey.
I love you, Gayla.
I love you, Charlie.
Goodbye, this is Scott Shannon. Thank you, baby.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, turn off the phone, Pod Jimmy.
Hang up.
There you go. You just hung up. Good interview, Charlie.
Good okay, job. That was Gayla from Texas, everybody. Scott Shannon. Scott Todd, yeah. Tomorrow morning, 9 to 5. Bye. Yeah.
That's a surprise. You would be a Scott Shannon fan, Charlie.
That is the best show on the radio. I love that show. It's really good because he's smart.
Who do you like better, Scott Shannon or Jack Diamond?
Oh, man. Scott Shannon.
Scott Shannon.
When I'm up here. When I'm home, it's Jack Diamond. They're very good. For those who serve.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, John. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
So long.
See you at the restaurant, Charlie.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state?
Really? Oh, that must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman, or...?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman.
I'm going to start my own company.
Really?
You want in? I'm not, I don't really have any, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-Minute Abs?
Yeah, sure, 8 minute abs. Yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7 minute abs.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8 minute abs sitting there. There's 7 minute abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, I'd go for
bingo,
the
man. Bingo. 7 minute abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8 minute, folk.
You guarantee it? That's how do you do that?
You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute. Free! See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6 minute abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse right. on a wheel.
6 points.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly brie time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're freaking fired.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett wishing you the best in the holiday season and the coming new year.
Now give me that piece of paper, man. Let's see what I'm supposed to do next year. Nope. Says here, Elvis, we're talking about Christmas song.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Hey, Christmas.
Selling for Christmas.
Christmas. The Don and Mike Show.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa.
You know that they won't let the kids down. Don and Mike.
Oh, and listen, I'm hearing not only should I smash the PlayStation, but when it's smashed,
right.
I should take the chips from inside and put them in a microwave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that adds.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Surprised you didn't know that.
That adds to the destruction value.
And don't forget a nice beverage.
Oh, yeah, the soda pop.
Right.
Here you go. Here's an instant feedback from Rat Bag. Who works at the Toys R Us in New Jersey. Hi, we work at Toys R Us, and we sell PlayStation 2. All PlayStation 2 serial numbers are scanned at the point of purchase. This was invented to prevent people from returning items after the warranty runs out. So they will know if the item was purchased at Sony. If there's an attempt to return it at a different location, she will not be able to do so.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
I don't think it's going to matter anyway when you get done with it.
Well, I'm ready.
Are you ready to go for it?
I'm ready. Let me.
Now, we have pliers. We have a hammer.
You have more area to operate over here. We also brought wire cutters so you
scissors.
Can destroy the wires on the controller.
Everybody
and also the,
shield their eyes.
Yes.
Okay. Watch out for flying. Don, be very careful flying plastic. All right, here we go.
There'll be shrapnel from this.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be shrapnel coming in.
See the guest mic? There you go.
The guest mic. There you go.
Don, you want to tell us a little bit how you're going to do this, what your procedure is going to be?
Well, Mike, I think I'm going to start by simply cutting some wires.
Okay, let's go for it.
I'm here with the PlayStation 2. First one.
Did you plug it in already?
Yeah.
Well, are you going to cut wires while you're plugging it in?
No, we only plugged it in to open the drawer.
Okay.
Is it plugged in now, Rob?
No, it's not.
Might want to unplug that before you cut the wires.
Plug it back in so we can hear the sound of the thing going, the thing opening up.
Very good.
Okay, where's the cord? There you go. This one?
Always a mess when trying to undo the cords in a new electronic product.
Just so you can get the sound of the... Because the thing has a drawer that opens up where you put the games.
Yes.
Or in this case, it's a DVD player as well.
Right.
They always tell you to be careful with that drawer. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
The drawer may be the only thing left.
Now what are you? Now we're plugging it in? All right.
Just going to plug it in so we can get the sound.
There's a master switch on the back, a power switch.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
On and
right, come on, baby.
Here it is. The drawer opening.
So you get that?
You can hear it. You having trouble with that door, Don? Is that getting pesky? Yeah, sure. You had a little trouble with that door?
Sure is, Mike.
What's the problem with the door?
I don't know.
John's having a little trouble. Looks like he's getting a little frustrated with the door.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to break it or anything.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, he's the hammer.
No, I wouldn't. Wait,
I'm not. Why don't you know? Put it on the wood. Put it on the wood.
All right.
Very good. Here we go, ladies.
Wouldn't want anything to happen to this poor.
All right. Here.
Damn, the thing is... Yeah, see, you can tell the Japs made this thing.
It's well built.
Yeah.
The hammer got stuck inside there.
I think I heard the lens crack.
All right, here we go.
Watch your hand.
We're going now for memory card one and memory card two. Uh-huh.
Here we go, ladies. Well, there's the flying plastic. Man, that is well built.
Things are strong.
Whoa.
Then so is Don.
Hey, look, I got a piece of plastic here. How about trying it on the flat side?
Whew, hold on.
Rattle
it. Shake it for the microphone.
First,
Voice. There are the parts inside.
There you go. Now, how about right on the PS2 logo?
Yeah, good idea. Here we go.
Here we go.
And yeah. Man, that's well built. There you go. You got it. There it is.
I think I'm actually going to bust it clean in half.
I tell you, I got it open. I don't know what's wrong. Yeah.
There we go.
Look at the inner workings.
Peeling back the top.
When we return on autopsy.
Very good. Look at that. Now you might want to flip it over and start carving into the other side of it.
Hold on, Mike. Why would I want to do that when I could just break all the insides? Look at that.
Wow. All right, let's listen.
Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
This might be the best one ever.
Here we go.
Everybody
watch
ready?
All right.
Wow.
Wait.
You're getting your buttons.
You're starting to do damage to the radio station.
Hold on. All right.
Now he's going on the other side.
Now the back side.
All right. Watch out. We needed a vice.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, he's gotten to it. I kind of think no one's going to be fixing that one.
No, I know a guy who can fix it.
I think it's going to be fine. There it is.
I'm looking for.
Yeah, the microphone's not on.
I'm looking for the serial number and.
The serial number is dented.
It's come clean off.
Wow.
It's come clean off.
Look at that.
100% off.
Can't imagine why.
I think they can fix that.
There now, John. That's a happy picture.
That's the residue over there.
Let's get a happy picture of me with some of the
debris.
Some of the inside.
And your weapon. Don't forget your weapon.
And my weapon.
There it is.
Right here. How you like that, huh? For WNEW.com. And finally,
all the shiny parts inside.
The controllers.
The controllers.
Yeah, controller.
Cut the cord, Rob.
There you go.
All right, very good.
You know, that controller is better built than the machine.
It's incredible.
I think that one's clear and happy.
Is there anything power that we could take to it?
Oh, no, that's the one. Unfortunately.
Wow.
They bounce. That plastic bounces.
Bumbles bounce.
Okay. All right, hold on. Here you go. I've almost got it.
Some tough
one. There you go. There
it is.
Not tough enough.
That's all I have left.
That's it.
Now what we want to do is bag this up and send it out to the lady.
Bingo. Nice round of applause.
All of the parts.
Very nice.
Rob?
Do some snipping.
Let me snip some more of the power cords.
Ah, very good.
Just the simple...
I think you can still use it.
Pair of wire cutters.
I think it still is going to work.
It'll be fine.
Clipping the cords...
Very good.
There you go. Oh, this is fun.
Hey, very strong getting all those cords simultaneously.
God damn it.
One PS2.
You know, it looks like a pretty well put together piece of equipment.
Slightly used.
Not unless you come at it with a hammer.
Yeah, that's I think they can fix it.
Nowhere in the instruction book does it say not to do that, though.
Yeah.
The thing is, what I love about this. All right, I'm going to go back to my side of the console.
You know, with a little duct tape, I think things will be okay.
Yeah.
Oh. A little airplane glue.
Some rubber bands.
I think it'd be fine. Those plugs might be a little tough to use. I don't think it's going to fit anymore.
What is so great is that, and John, you got to take a picture for the website of this thing. In 1 million pieces, with all of the inside components, with all of the chips, with all of the computer jazz, just in a gazillion pieces, and we're gonna just put it in the original box and send it to her.
There you go. And you know, if she has the right amount of glue, she can maybe put it on the wall. It can be a decorative item.
There is no way.
Now this is much too intact.
I bet bronze.
You want to clip some wires, Mike?
Now, you just want to, you know,
you want to unravel it.
There you go.
There you go. There's some nice cut wires. Yeah, Mike's right. Yeah, Mike's an artist. Let Mike help with the picture there.
I'm looking at a piece of art right there. The damaged PlayStation. It represents our society's gameplay.
Okay, and Johnny, you got the picture for the website?
I got the ad.
And Lisa is cleaning up the area like a waiter would clean up a play area with the little crumb guard.
That's a beautiful picture. Let's get those on WNEW.com ASAP.
Right away.
Smells like plastic in here.
Absolutely ASAP. Wow. Oh, and I'll take the warranty information, please.
Can you pass that over?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah. Yeah. The warranty that we didn't buy.
There you go. Yeah, well, you know, you ought to keep that intact. No need to destroy that. Just sit that right up on top of everything.
Problems with your PlayStation 2 computer entertainment system?
I believe so.
Or peripherals?
Uh-huh.
Please call this number before making a trip back to the retailer. PlayStation Hint Line. Important installation, technical support, general questions.
Wouldn't it be great to get them on the line? I got my PlayStation 2 and it's in pieces.
I can email you a photo of it.
It's dented. It's bent. Wow. It looks like somebody's taking a hammer to it.
And wire cutters.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Cutting.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I got a suggestion for what you could do.
More than simply smashing the machine and sending it to the lady?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You needed a liquid, right?
Yeah.
Don?
It's made out of plastic, is it not?
Buzz, may I?
Sure.
Yeah, Mike, you did forget one thing.
Yeah, Mike's going to pour some Diet Pepsi on
just
it there.
Just a tiny little bit. Not anything, in it, you know.
Just enough to get into the electronics.
There you go.
Diet, so it won't leave the same sugary residue.
Just a tiny little.
And I bet you were considering a different beverage, weren't you, sir?
Yes, I was.
Maybe a beverage that comes out of the front of my body?
Yeah.
I don't see that's necessary. I think this woman has suffered enough.
I don't think I need to go number one on it.
And remember, she gets the game.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
Go number three, Rob. What? Oh, you mean...
Oh.
You mean jizz?
Yeah.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Hey, this door's not opening.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Man, I gotta tell you, man, the booger eating, the ass tea, even that dog crapping contest you had way back when, nothing is more painful than this right now.
Well, I know a lot of people would love this, and trust me, if we get some more to give away, we're gonna give them away. You know what, guys? You gotta put it back in the box.
I mean, I have a PS2. I'm very attached to it, and I'm just imagining this happening to mine, and it's very, very painful.
Well, you know, sir, I think it should be a quest to get more of these to give away legitimately.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good idea.
And if you want to blame anybody, blame that woman's kids. Because, you know, I want to say this. Those kids brought this on themselves.
Absolutely.
They brought this on themselves by being calfed by that woman.
Absolutely.
And, Rob, you have the box? Let me put it back in the box. Let's see if all the parts will fit into the...
Sure, get all that pesky, like, cardboard out of there.
It is the... Yeah, it's all cleaned out, Mike.
No styrofoam, you know, so you can just put it back.
It is the beautiful original PS2 box.
It's wonderful.
Smells like Diet Pepsi.
There you go.
Watch your fingers. Sharp.
Got it. All right.
Sharp plastic edges.
Want some more?
Yeah.
Well, you got to pour the rest in there.
Pour the rest in, Robbie.
There 1 million pieces.
See? Nice fit.
There you go.
That's good. Now make sure you get all the pieces in there in case they want
to
put it back together.
Packaging to keep it safe.
The protective packaging.
Okay. And now,
I think they'll still reimburse you.
Hold it.
Oh, what did we forget?
Just a couple pieces.
A couple of wires that were cut.
Wires.
Okay.
Wires. Cutting wires.
It's all there.
You go like this. How do you...
That's,
oh, here, I got it.
I need to put this box back together, Robbie.
Because you want to do that right.
Well, we do.
You want to make sure that it's perfectly put together.
Want the box to look perfect. Hope, pristine.
Hope nothing happens to it in shipping.
There you go.
Do you want to insure this?
That's funny, yeah, insure it.
Hold on, you know what? And what I've got to do is take off the tag showing where we bought it. And, Robbie, what we're going to have to do is get a... get some kind of a scraper to scrape off right here the serial numbers on the box. Okay? Just want to make sure that there's not a chance that she gets any satisfaction out of this.
Yeah, and you don't want to insure it because then the post office will buy her a new one.
Right.
So no insurance.
And furthermore, I see no need that this can't be sent third class U.S. mail.
As slow as possible. Pony Express, Don.
There you go, Rob. Good job scraping.
Scrape.
Book rate.
Yeah, scrape it, Robbie. Scrape it, Robbie.
Keep scraping it.
Oh, I keep scraping it.
Third class mail.
Which insures...
Hi, ma'am. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Here's your PlayStation 2.
Which also insures the fact that it will get less than preferential treatment.
Yes, it'll be used much like Adam Vinatieri used the football in the Super Bowl.
So there you go. There's the PlayStation 2 box.
Lovely box. Very modern.
So I'm just picturing the kids coming home and the boxes. And, you know, dream scenario would be that the kids... Kids get home before.
Oh no, not
before
the kids.
Mom does.
Not the
and
kids.
They go, oh, what's the box? Oh, look, it's the PlayStation 2. Oh, it's it's the PlayStation 2. Thank you, Don and Mike. and you know what? We're gonna have to,
put a piece of tape.
Put a piece of tape over.
Oh, that might give it away.
Over the hole in the bottom where the serial number was.
Otherwise, that thing, by the time it gets to its destination, the box will be empty.
Parts are gonna fall out of it.
Parts is parts.
God damn. Oh, man.
And there's still some pieces lying around the studio.
Are there really?
Yes, they're remnants.
Scoop them all up?
Oh, we didn't get all of them, Don. There were lots of little fragments.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
You guys are killing me, man. Me and my fiance have been trying to save up to buy our son a PlayStation 2 for months. And guys are just destroying one, right?
Let me tell you something. What's your first name?
Luca.
Luca, I want to tell you something. That's the way... normal Americans do it.
Mm-hmm.
You save up money and you buy it. That's how you do it. You don't win a prize from a radio show, then send an instant feedback saying, oh, I won a PlayStation 2 game, but now I want you to buy me the PlayStation 2. Do it for my kids. Don't let my kids down.
Please.
I would say we've scorched the earth as far as this subject is concerned. I think we've taken care of it.
Point made. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike, can you be kind?
No. No, we cannot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Whoa, Robbie, that smells... Rob's disinfecting the area where you destroyed the game. Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that thing's going to be worth more now.
How could that possibly be?
Novelty
item. Think about it. You busted it up. She can sell it on eBay with the authentic picture on your website.
True.
Worth the money.
You know what? It's maybe a brilliant concept.
Maybe so, though I can't imagine.
The picture of you, and then, you know, but you're going to need, as I said before, you take glue and you frame it. You turn it into a piece of artwork.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You guys could send it to her COD for like $1 so that this silly bitch has to pay a buck to get it.
Oh, you again.
You
get out of here. Get out of here. It's the second time you've called today. You really ruined the radio rule thing. Okay? No, that's perfect the way that it is. Send it to the lady now.
Amen.
And happy holidays. whatever the hell.
Happy holidays.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy President's Day.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike? How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I had another suggestion, too.
What's that?
You should have sent Rob over to the Cunny's house with a chainsaw, chopped her up in little bits, and put her in that box.
Oh, my God. People
can be oddly...
You scratch that scab, and sometimes you don't know what's underneath. You know?
Perceptions are odd at times.
Yes,
hello,
very
Don
much
and,
so.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Who's this?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Vinny.
Hi, Vinny.
Hi. Just want to make a comment. You should mark the box. Some assembly required.
Okay.
Understand our phone banks in Sacramento have completely blown out.
Sacramento has fallen off into the Pacific Ocean.
Why?
They're just delighted by all the hate going
this
on.
This is a Sacramento bit.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
I got you guys. I got to stop doing the Sacramento dance.
Just excited to say hi to all our friends on the left coast.
Stop doing the dance.
Hi, ladies.
We are up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, like this. Here, I want to put the nuts in. Okay. There we go. And we got it.
Yeah. Oh, for one brief moment, I saw all the bolts silhouetted against the lights of the traffic, and then they were gone.
Oh, fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge. I said the word, the big one, the queen mother of dirty words, the F-dash-dash-dash word.
What did you say?
What I thought you said.
Take the whole with a rosary. Ra 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 ra.
Stop. Sing something else.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. All the fun is to ride in our horse and sleigh.
Kitchen, bring food.
Come on up. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. My mind had gone blank. Frantically, I tried to remember what it was I wanted. I was blowing it.
Come on, kid. How about a nice football?
Football? Oh, no. What was I doing? Wake up, stupid! Wake up! No!
No, I want to let you do right undercover. Nice to do it. I can't wait to get my
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
No!
I want to scream the eye. I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, fork-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
The Don and Mike Show. Ready to tackle the clam. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Well, I said it before, I'll say it again. I mean this, Lisa. You have never been sexier than you are right now. No, it's because you have a broom in your hand. And you're cleaning up the scraps from the PlayStation.
I thought maybe it was the hair. No. Maybe
you've never been more desirable to me. If you were barefoot, it would top it off. Just barefoot.
But if she was barefoot, she'd be getting little pieces of PlayStation 2 on her feet.
Charged.
And you know, Rob, we came up with a color for your shirt finally. The perfect color.
What?
It's creme brulee.
Creme brulee. Which used to be my radio name.
Hey, this is creme brulee with you.
Creme brulee.
Listen, from the instant feedback, you know, so many people out there, just so many people who shouldn't have computers. I'm sure it's a real name. Zooty Bang.
Hey, Zooty Bang.
Let me see. I guess your quick-witted listeners are just supposed to believe that you guys just happened to have a PS2 laying around the station when you tools clearly said before you didn't. Come on, what did you break, really? That was a bunch of CD jewel cases, right?
Take a look at the website. Yep.
Yeah, and also may we remind you, this is New York, the greatest city in the world, and everything is 8 minutes away. You right. Can buy anything in 10 minutes.
We sent John out. I gave him my credit card.
You know what it is. I mean, and I can understand where the person on the instant feedback would have to be a little confused. Johnny is tremendously efficient.
Yeah.
He is a speedy guy. He gets things done quickly.
I mean, we do the show from Manhattan. You can walk outside. You can walk across the street, and you
right.
can buy a telephone. You can buy a TV.
Right.
You can buy a PlayStation.
You can buy a dance kit.
You want to know right here?
Sorry.
The PS2 ran me $299.
Knick-knack.
The tax was $24.75.
Uh-huh.
My total billed was $324.74.
You can go out of this building, walk across the street, buy a PS2, or buy a Hummel.
And,
that's right.
And I'm also getting instant feedbacks. Boy, you're stupid. You spent $300. No, this $300 will be paid by Infinity Broadcast.
Yes, right. That will be expense due to its entertainment value. You didn't just bust up a game. You did it for entertainment.
Right, and also all
you get a little shard of plastic in your finger?
Yeah, a couple of fingers. Oh. A couple of fingers.
Had to happen.
And also all the DAs can just go F themselves that are writing a real original idea of breaking something on the radio.
Hey, yeah. It's childish. It's wonderful.
Yeah, because no one's ever broken anything on the radio before.
You know, I think there are a lot of people that have broken things before, but you do it with a great deal of panache. You attack it with a great deal of joy.
And I like the thought that woman is going to get that box in the mail. And it's that beautiful. The box itself, the PS2 box,
yes.
It's pristine.
Mm-hmm. And I urge that woman to take that last caller's advice where, you know, the novelty of it. Mm-hmm. You know what? If you get that whole package together, you get a picture of you breaking it up, you glue it like on something, and then you put your game that you would actually, the legitimate game that you'd received, and you auction that whole thing off, I bet you could make a pretty penny. And hey, wouldn't she have the last laugh?
No, I don't think anybody would pay 25 cents for that, for the picture of me and the stuff. But, and I'm telling you.
That's how you get through your day by thoughts like that.
This thing is so busted up in so many pieces that if she goes to a store and says, hey, I bought this and it's broken.
Right.
There's no way she's going to get anything back.
Now, if she goes that route, she will be disappointed.
It's in a gazillion pieces. Johnny, approximately how long until the pictures of the smashing of the PlayStation are up on NEW.com? Any idea?
Once the web guy finishes his pizza.
Oh. All right, thank you very much.
It's all about priorities.
let me see. Oh, Mike.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Back to a little bit. I bet you didn't know this.
Okay.
And I'll simply give you, these are a true or false.
Okay.
More than 50% of the people in the world have never made or received a telephone call.
True.
True it is.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Wow.
Buzz, wearing headphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ear 7,000 times.
What?
Come on, funny guy. Come on.
I wouldn't think so. I'd say false.
700 times. Wearing headphones for just an hour increases the bacteria in your ear.
Another reason.
700
times. Well, Jesus, what does that,
another
what does that mean about our ears, then? What, I mean, seriously, what does that mean for our ears with a lifetime of wearing headphones? And
what?
Not to mention the headphones I wear when I'm watching my DVDs.
Have you ever seen the movie Wrath of Khan?
Oh, my
Before
God.
Where they drop the slug in the
it's like an earwig.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
True or false, in every episode of Seinfeld, there is a Superman somewhere.
False.
True.
Oh, man.
Buzz, which was invented first?
Yes.
The match or the cigarette lighter?
I would say the match.
The cigarette lighter.
Wow.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
That's why this is called, Bet You Didn't Know That.
Bet You Didn't Know That.
I didn't know that. We're doing Bet You Didn't Know That.
Mike.
You're listening to Bet You Didn't Know That on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes, Don?
50% of the people who use personal ads for dating are already married. True or false?
True.
False. 75%.
Wow. 75% of people that put those dumb ads in are married?
Already married.
Oh, wow.
Already married.
Wow. That's incredible.
Buzz.
Yes.
True or false? Mm-hmm. Most lipstick contains fish scales.
I'd say true.
That is true.
The rendering.
The sparkle factor, I think, the lip scales in the lipstick.
Let me see.
You mean Mike, the sparkles on people's lips are caused by fish scales?
That's my guess.
Mike, can or cannot a crocodile stick its tongue out?
A crocodile can stick its tongue out.
Cannot stick its tongue out.
Oh, and amazingly,
tricked me, huh?
Cannot lick its elbow.
Buzz.
Yes.
And they're married, most of them.
True
or false, Buzz?
Yeah.
It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky.
I'm going to say false.
That is true. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky.
Well, can't they look up at you like a lot of people have pigs for
Mike,
pets?
I'm
can't
just
they...
telling you. I'm telling you. I'm reading them here from Bet You Didn't Know That.
Okay.
Let me see. Mike.
Yes.
True or false?
True. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A pregnant goldfish is called a twit.
Wow.
I'm going to say true.
No.
Thank you. You tricked me again. You're just having your way with me on this.
Twat.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, look twat. At those. Look at I have wonderful, a beautiful aquarium filled with twats.
Buzz, where is a shrimp's heart?
I don't think a shrimp has a heart.
Buzz, you're wrong. A shrimp's heart is in its head.
Oh.
Well, I've always known that. I don't know why I said that. It just sounded like you said.
Rob, is this true?
Yes.
Rob, true or false?
Yes.
Like fingerprints, everyone's tongue print is different.
I would say that's true.
That is true. Mike.
Hi.
Over 85% of the people who hear this list will try to lick their elbow.
Well, you just made that up, didn't you?
No.
That's on your list? I will say yes. True.
Yes, that is true. Over 85%.
How can they possibly put that in there? They have no way of knowing how many people are going to attempt that.
Well, that's their last goofy one.
It's statistics.
Yeah. True or false, Buzz, when people say bless you when you sneeze, because when you sneeze, your heart stops for a millisecond.
That's absolutely true.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah,
Mike,
that's how it got started. Actually.
Mike, true or false?
Yes, son.
In a study of 200,000 ostriches over a period of 80 years... Not one reported a single case where an ostrich buried its head in the sand.
Boy. I'm going to say, I know when most... Now, your question involved ostriches having their periods.
No, burying their heads in the sand.
Well, there was period in the question there. You said, during a period,
During a period of 80 years. Just true or false?
Am I annoying you?
Does the ostrich bury
you know, he's fun to have fun with when he's got a list in his head. I mean, even if it's a survey, he's like,
right.
I'm going to say true. They have buried their head in the sand.
They have not.
Oh, of course. I'm doing very badly.
They have not.
Well, it's when they're having their period.
Right? Is it true or false that rats multiply so quickly that in 18 months, the average two rats... have over 1 million descendants.
Absolutely.
That is true.
True, and that's disgusting.
And none of them can vomit.
Oh, man.
That is true. Buzz?
Yes.
Does cat's urine glow under a black light?
Yes, it does.
You would know.
Yes, he would.
Yes,
he's
I
done
would.
It before.
You would know.
He does it at his house on the weekends for fun.
Mike?
Yes.
78% of all photocopier faults worldwide, when people have to call someone in to fix their Xerox machine, 78% of all photocopier faults worldwide are caused by people sitting on them and photocopying their buttocks.
True.
That is true.
Wow.
78%.
That is fascinating.
Wow. Buzz.
Yes.
Does a duck's quack echo?
I'm going to say no. False.
That is true. A duck's quack does not echo, and no one knows why.
Well, wait a minute. If you send your duck to the Grand Canyon, you have it quack, I would think there'd be some sort of reverberation.
A duck's quack doesn't echo, and no one knows why.
Oh, my God. How can you have something like that without an explanation?
What if you put the duck on CBS FM? I'm just reading the list, okay?
Put a little Cousin Brucey reverb in back of the duck.
Read the list. Now, let me see, because I'm trying to get as many of these items as possible before we move on with the show. From our good friends at the Record Mart in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, they have sent us records over the years. When we do Donnie's Record Bag, it's always when they've sent us a package of stuff.
They're the best.
We are sad to announce that they're going out of business.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, they're selling the business.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, you know, it might be a good time this weekend if you're down in Old Town Alexandria, stop by.
Yeah, please do. They're fantastic. It's a great shop to walk through.
Jerry Horton is the owner, and we've never had to wait more than 24 hours for any request. He's simply the best.
Good.
Tell him hi. Now, the new tapes we have... First are of the Beach Boys, because, you know, I played the Brian Wilson Live at the Roxy CD that you can buy in the store the other day.
I remember that.
The first track that was sent to us by the Record Mark is the Wilson brothers, you know, Brian and Carl Wilson, their dad Murray, yelling at Brian and Beach Boys in the recording studio at one point.
This is the real deal, right?
Yeah, this is a real tape. At one point, Brian mentions that he only has one ear he can hear out of, the hearing loss that resulted when his dad smacked him in the side of the head.
Wow.
So let's roll that now. Beach Boys in the studio.
Brian.
You're coming in shrill. We're missing all of Los El Biron on Mike. We missed it all, okay? You're doing great, Al. Loosen up a little.
Put it down one time with one figure. Carl gets the box. That was very comfortable.
You sound good. Brian, you got a wonderful tune here. I'm sorry to yell. Al, loosen up a little more. I'll say sexy Rhonda Moore. Rhonda Moore, soft and sexy. Hey, Mike, come on in closer on that mic when you're
You missed me.
Hey, Rob, just fascinating.
Give me a copy of Help Me Rhonda so I can play the actual record so you can hear how the record ended up sounding. Right. And picture Brian Wilson's dad screaming at these guys while they're making
this.
And
they're basically kids. Yeah.
Now, right now, he's talking to, obviously, Al Jardine, Mike Love, and Brian Wilson.
Right. Help Me Rhonda. It's cut number nine. Okay, so here's how the record ended up sounding, okay? Right. Who doesn't know this?
Well, since you put me down, I've been up to it in my head.
Classic song.
I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Great song. Don't they sound happy? Okay. So that's the song. Mm-hmm.
Here's the recording of the song.
Ooh, better. Right? You're off what you know. We got it. Dennis, don't flat anymore. We got it.
Come back here.
That's what I've got to do that.
Okay. Jesus. Go ahead. How's Linda?
Is that all right?
Now let's hear it.
That's
Let me do one more time. Do one more time.
Okay. Well, loosen up and be happy.
He's yelling at the kids, but saying, loosen up and be happy.
I'm happy. I am so happy. You can't believe it. I'm so happy we're only doing
one
song.
When you see the Ross.
Here we go. Duplicated like last time, huh?
It's all this.
Hey, man.
Brian. Fellas, I have 3,000 words to say. Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? You're doing fine now. Watch your oohs. Come in on the low notes, Mike. Carl,
hey, hold on a second. You understand why Brian talks the way he talks? His father sounds the same way.
Yeah.
His
father's got kind of that Caddyshack.
Yeah, that's the way he's going to go.
3,000 words to say.
It's 3,000 words to say. Sounds heavy smoker, too.
Come on. Dennis, you're flatting. Okay, Mike, you're flatting on your high notes. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh? Let's fight for success. Okay, let's go. Now loosen up. Hey, be happy. Forget the people in there. Turn the lights out in this room. Turn the lights out in this room.
It's a great idea.
God, what a task.
Great idea, Mrs. Grace.
Okay, fellas, you got any guts? Let's hear it.
Jesus, what a motivator. A-hole.
So they have to hear that and then sing this.
He says, right. Loosen up, and in the same breath says, you got any guts?
Fight to succeed, boys.
You got any guts?
I said 3,000. Come on, Brian, knock it off.
95.
You guys think you're good? Let's go. Let's go.
I don't think he's banged up.
Fellas, as a team, we're unbeatable. Let's go. You're doing wonderful. He knows it. Let's go. Forget it.
God damn it.
I'll leave, Brian, if you're going to give me a bad time. Let's go. Let's go.
Brian said, God damn it.
Yeah, and
I don't care if it does. Let's go. Come on. You got any guts? Let's see it. I don't care how many people are here.
I got one ear left, and your big loud voice is killing me.
But now, let's get the clear picture. He's not yelling. He's berating him a little bit, but you're getting a little of the give and take here with father and son.
But now you're also getting Brian saying, I've got one ear left. It's your fault.
Yeah, I mean, he's giving it to... I mean, it's not like the total, Hitler for dad here. This is an interesting little bite. I've never heard this.
I said 3,000. Come on, Brian, knock it off.
95.
You guys think you're good? Let's go.
That was loaded.
Let's go. Fellas, as a team, we're unbeatable. Let's go. You're doing wonderful. He knows it. Let's go. Forget it.
God damn it.
I'll leave, Brian, if you're going to give me a bad time. Let's go. Let's go.
Did Brian say the S word?
I don't care if it does. Let's go. Come on. You got any guts? Let's see it. I don't care how many people are here.
I got one ear left and your big loud voice is killing me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm yelling. Okay, let's go. Loosen up, Al. Watch your flatting. Let's roll. Happy. Loosen it up,
Happy.
Al.
Happy.
Okay?
Oh, come on. Yeah, can you imagine this guy in a recording session?
Happy.
So, okay. Audrey and I leave, okay?
No. All I asked, he just took
the He's threatening him with leaving. He's got the whole control thing going.
Sorry, yeah. Something's wrong with the recording. Hey, Chuck. Stop it.
It's like Brian doing most of the talking. So surprised that he's messed up.
Al, come in 2 inches. About an inch and 3/4, or 2 inches closer. Come on.
Oh my God! What an a-hole! Imagine that kind of direction.
Or come in 2 inches. One or the 2 inches.
Come in about an inch and 3/4.
Well, you sing around and make it sexy and soft.
Control freak.
Rhonda, you look so fine. Okay.
Happy.
Also important to note that when they finally had enough of this guy, when they finally said to their dad, F you, you're ruining our careers, you know that Murray Wilson said to them, F you, I'm going to make my own records.
Right.
I'm going to go out and find five guys who are better than you.
Right.
I'm going to make my own records. Terribly failed.
Wow. Right. And not to mention, he sold all their masters for like the equivalent of about $10,000.
Amazing, yeah. It's just a total a-hole.
Let's go. Brian? So you're Doug. Okay, let's go. Sing from your eyes.
What was that? Was Buzz in the studio?
Come on, roll it.
Roll
it!
Mike, are you playing that this time, or are you just going to...
This is a little...
Is it going on tape now? Or
no!
A little stage shift.
There's some yelling going on now.
We haven't even been recording our normal 13 hours.
That sounded like Mike Love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, your voice is shrilling through everybody. Carl, we can't hear Carl. We can hear Dennis, but we can't hear Mike. We can't hear Mike, and we can hardly hear Al.
Okay, now wait a second.
Me?
Which means that...
We're locked in together, so Carl has to sing louder. You have to back off 3 inches, Brian. Your voice is too shrill on this harmony kick. Okay, Al, sing from your heart. Al, Brian, Mike, we can hardly hear you. So come in a little more on your low notes.
You know what? We've been listening to this for a couple of minutes. I want to kill this guy.
Yeah. He's yelling at all of them. He's saying to all of them, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong.
You need to move an inch and 3/4 back.
Wow.
Happy. We don't have a break. Can we hear a chord? Just a chord like we used to. When you used to sing clear records, okay? Let's go. Mike, you're too close on your low notes. Carl, come in a little. Mike, you back off. We got the plan, okay? Dennis, watch your flatting, dear. Okay?
Dear,
Al, loosen up and we got it. This is going to be a hell of a hit. Let's go. Loosen up.
Well, you had that right.
Loosen up a little.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.